you little freak.
Anthony.
I find you repulsive.
Huh. Opie and Anthony.
1027. WNEW.
Yeah, if you're on the paper today, Popeye's getting married.
I got married to Olive Doyle.
Yeah, she's a looker, huh?
She's quite the looks girl.
What are you... Now, Popeye, what do you see in Olive Oil? I mean, she really doesn't have a body.
Well, she's Slenska.
Yeah.
Some pusky.
Whoa, what?
Pusky.
What is pusky?
Figs get it out yourself. Olive Doyle has a lovely pusky.
Popeye, I don't think you can say pusky on the radio.
Put my mighty hands around her skinny little butts. Her skinny butts. And then I gaze into her pusky.
You can't say pusky on the radio.
I could say whatever I want. I'm Popeye. Pusky, pusky, pusky. Well, blow me down. She spent all that time with Brutus.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to stretch out her pusky.
Papa, you're going to get us fired.
Paxkin, quite the punch guy am. You can't get fired for the word pusky. It ain't even a word. I've never heard the word pusky before. It's a fun word to say. Pusky.
Looks like you're excited because you're going to finally be able to bed down Olive Oil.
Ooh, yeah, we're going to go on a Hunsky moon.
Yeah?
Ooh, yeah, I'm going to take her on my... my boats. I'm Popeye the Sailor. Ooh, she's a little flat chest, kid.
Yeah, just a little.
A little, let's go shy in the titsky section. Not too big's gonna titsky.
You can't say.
But she makes up for it with the pusky. And that narrow little ass.
Yeah.
She's got quite the lips to ask on her. But I'm dreaming of the pusky. Oh, well, blow me down. What are you going to hold for that in the hotel's room?
Hey, Popeye, I was always wondering this question.
Yes?
Does your unit get really big when you eat the spinach like your biceps?
Of course. And I got a big tattoo of an anchor on it. And it disappears sometimes. Whenever it ventures towards Kapuski.
Hey, all right, come on. You just can't say that word on the radio.
Why not?
I don't know. Look up Pusky in the dictionary. Is he allowed to say Pusky?
I could say whatever I want. I ain't no big Pusky, and I'll say Pusky. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Hey, well, there
what's
you
your
have
prob's
it.
Gone? It's never seen Kapuski.
All right.
Well, congratulate me.
Are you going to invite Brutus?
No. I'm not inviting Brutus.
To the wedding, no?
He might try to steal me girl.
I see.
He's always doing that in the past.
What about...
Olivesk would always go with her.
What about Wimp?
That's Slutsk.
What about Wimpy?
Wimpsky?
Yeah.
He's a homosexual. No. Always in a search for meat. I'll gladly pay you today for a hamburger tomorrow. Or whatever the hell's you used to say.
Wow, Wimpy's a homosexual, huh?
Wimpy's a homosexual.
And Olive Oil has a nice...
Olive Doyle was a whore until she married me.
I say.
And now it's just me and Olive's pusky. Gotta give her some implants. Because she's a little shy in the titskies.
You said that already. All right. Well, do you want to hang out with us for the rest of the show, Popeye? Or?
I'll stay, but I got to go to my Hunsky moon.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm rip-roaring, looking forward to some pusky.
Wow, all right. Where did Anthony go? He doesn't like Popeye or something?
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Oh, Opie, wow!
More stupidity on the way!
127 WNEW.
Fran is 84 years old. Rick, you cannot have oral sex with Fran. I'm sorry.
No, anal is okay.
Train Wreck Radio. The Opie and Anthony Show. 1027 WNEW.
Hummer loving on Tuesday night.
Hummer loving, it feels so right.
I got my girl down on her knees.
Wonder if he will do me. Hummer's done, his shine is gone. Oh, I love Tuesday night.
Hummer, 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 hummer.
Tell me more, tell me more.
We don't care where we are.
Tell me more, tell me more.
Do it right in the
to me, I dropped my pants.
You owe this to Opie and Ant.
I'll call them up when you go down.
Over here, a slurping sound.
Hummer's done, get me some gum. Oh, I need a bummer now.
To offend.
Tell me more.
Now can you do my friend? I exploded, that's where it ends. I have got the world's best girlfriend.
I love to be in his life.
Think it's time I took a nap.
Ugh. Hummer's done. There's more to come. But those hummer
you're a sick ass man.
Anthony.
You're not a jackass. You're obviously a stud.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
It makes me sick.
1027 WNEW.
It's kind of like a car wreck on the highway. You're going to have to, you know, tune us in to see what the hell these idiots are doing next.
Opie and Anthony.
We refuse to be responsible.
So don't screw yourself.
We refuse to be responsible. 1027
WNEW.
Ah, yes. The Opie and Anthony Show.
Hey.
How are you, brother man?
Very well. Very well.
It is Tuesday.
Yes, Tuesday Hummer Club. Open for business.
Yeah, looking to induct new members into the Tuesday Night Hummer Club.
Yeah.
So get hobbing.
Right now?
Right now.
Yeah,
Hob.
Knob.
Knob.
Hobnob.
Hob.
Knob.
Hobbin. The Knob.
Saw a little bit of the Hummer Club going down on the TV screen in the office. Jesus Christ. You know, this job rules, man. What other job do you go to and just hang out in the office for a little bit and watch porno?
We got
a box of porno sent to us.
Let me tell you guys, we know you love us. We appreciate it. But I'm almost ready to say that I think we've reached our quota in porno. We're running out of shelves.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how this started, but, you know, the faithful listeners, they get a porn tape and they want to share.
So
they pass along to us, and we really appreciate that and stuff. Today, like Ant just said, we got a box of porn.
A big box came in.
How big is the box? It's got to be...
So
they could visualize, like...
You know, 3 feet.
3 feet across, 2 feet deep. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a huge box.
Yeah.
We open it up, and there's got to be 30 to 40 porno tapes.
Porno tapes. So we put them all up on the shelf.
Yeah.
And now the salespeople are coming into the office, and we're renting them out now to the salespeople.
We are officially renting porn from our office.
We're like Blockbuster, but instead of the BL, yeah, it's a C in front of it. That's what we call ourselves, and we put a sign over the door. And we're renting it out now.
You know, if all this continues, we're going to make more money just sitting in our office than actually doing a radio show.
Yeah.
Between all the stuff we got going on back there.
We don't charge late fees. We come to your house and kick you in the nuts.
That's right.
Take the tape home.
How many pornos do we have on that shelf, really?
I couldn't even tell you.
I mean, I've brought at least a dozen home to my house. At least.
You have.
Oh, hell yeah.
I was wondering where some of those went.
Hell yeah.
Come on.
I'll bring them back. Oh, like you're going to miss them?
Well,
have someone go down and count how many pornos are in our office right now.
Yeah, but there's some good ones, you know.
And then there's some homemade ones that you guys,
yeah, pretty sick.
The homemade ones are a little out there, but
watching a scary one before.
Brian,
skinny little white guy with his white girlfriend, and he opens up the door and lets this huge black guy in.
Yeah,
he's like got a Louisville Slugger. And he watches.
A Louisiana black snake in his pants.
And he was just watching as, like, Mandingo did his girl.
Yeah. There.
And he's getting like all nerdy guy.
And then he's getting all weird.
Yeah.
In the background and stuff. It was a little disturbing.
He's like, yeah, ever.
Oh, man, he liked that.
Pretty sick, man. That was pretty sick.
Well, Brian wants us to, like, give away the porn.
What?
Hey, Brian.
Yeah, how you doing?
Great.
You guys got too much porno spread around a little bit.
That's
door prizes.
That's not a bad idea.
You know, hey, the heck?
We're always looking for prizes to give away on our radio show. We can, like, basically take the porno off our shelves and give them to you guys.
Exactly. Why not? It'd be a good contest.
I mean, it was hilarious today, opening up the box of porn today.
That's it.
I mean, half the tapes in this box, you know, they're in the middle of the porno. Some weren't even rewound at all. Some weren't even in boxes.
Yeah, I know.
Some didn't even have a label on the tape, so those are the homemade ones.
You just have to pop it in and see what comes up.
Yeah, well,
literally.
You didn't have any problems getting any of them out of the box, did you? They weren't all stuck together, were they?
No, we were a little paranoid about that. We had some gloves on, so. All right, Brian.
Hey, listen, love you guys.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Well, yeah, like Mark was concerned. It's like, oh, my God, look at these tapes. Oh, don't touch them. You don't know whether... It's like, well, wait a minute. The tape is the safest thing to have.
Yeah.
You know, the tape is in the VCR while you're doing whatever you're doing, so it can't really get any on it, you know?
Ugh.
I don't know what...
God, the listeners are freaking out. They all want porno now. John!
Hey, how are you?
All right.
Listen, you guys better be careful about renting these tapes, or Mayor Rudy will be sending his inspectors down to make sure you're in compliance. You know?
Yeah, we have to make sure it's, 40-60? Something like that? Do you have 60% legitimate videotapes
right.
in your collection?
What we'll,
as per Lord Comeover?
Right. What we'll do is we'll get 60% Kung Fu tapes to put on our shelves as well.
Kung Fu tapes and Disney tapes.
Disney tapes.
Nothing better than seeing... Ravaged, savage, suck sluts.
Right.
Right next to the Little Mermaid.
Right.
On the video shelves.
All right, John.
Take care.
That's what we got to do, though. We have to get some, like, kung fu tapes.
Yeah.
Some karate action flicks.
That's what they do now.
A flash dance tape. Just throw it in there, whatever. It doesn't matter. You know?
That's what all the porn shops have to do now.
Yeah.
60% of their stuff has to be legit.
Mm-hmm.
Non-porn. So they have this advertisement for a kung fu film festival. Like, you're going to walk into a peep land so you can see a kung fu film festival?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. You're in there looking for some meat curtains.
Yes. I think we have more porno in our office than most of the sex shops.
Most of the porn stores?
Oh, yeah.
And, adult toys, too. We got that fake vag. We got the hoppity hop wiener ball, which for some reason is always at Opie's other side of the desk, underneath the desk.
Oh, please.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just wondering why it's always over there.
It's actually on your side of the desk today if you really want to get into it.
I'll kick it right back where it belongs. The love doll.
I got hiccups now.
And someone drew a map of Hawaii on the love doll's map back. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
There's a map of Hawaii on her back.
And then on the front it says, your mom.
Yeah.
So we're not sure whose mom it's supposed to be.
And someone stuck a Mr. Hanky keychain.
Where the sun don't shine.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting. Well, there are some freaks working here. God damn.
Well, that's why we're here, Anthony.
Yeah, I guess so. We're in the same boat.
So there you have it. Yeah, pretty much we could open up a sex shop.
Yeah.
In the back there.
Why not?
I mean, we got the DVDs that, yeah, that everyone sends us. We have the penthouse DVD. That's fine.
Right. Gotta love that.
Oh, man. Everyone is asking, can I have some porn?
No.
I'll take some porn.
We can't give our porno away.
Scully.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
All right.
Listen, I used to manage a video store. We had this great porn section. There was this one in there, I swear, it was called Opie Goes to South Central.
Yeah, I saw the cover of that tape once.
Yeah, man, Opie comes from Wisconsin, goes to South Central, and all the black pimps try to teach about that.
Oh, you're cursing now.
No problem with the cursing.
It's kind of hard to talk about porno without cursing, isn't it?
Yeah. Much and serious apologies, but
I gotta check that one out,
you know?
I know, a bunch of you guys really have sent that title to me. I gotta check it out for the hell of it.
Yeah.
Opie Goes
to
South
Central. By the way, John Famagletti said to say hi. I don't know if you remember him or not. But,
John who?
Famagletti, I don't know. He's from Brentwood. He says he knows you, so.
Brentwood?
We don't know. I don't think I know anyone from Brentwood.
I just usually drive through there with my windows rolled up real fast. Same thing with Wine Dance.
Yeah, tell me about it.
All right.
Well, thanks for your time, guys.
Thank you.
Yep.
Brentwood. I used to work in Brentwood, I think.
So you probably know.
Maybe I did.
Hey, you know, Dave Hinckley from the Daily News, what an ass.
Oh, my God.
We'll get into that next. We got a little blurb in the Daily News about The Rock, The Croc.
Yeah.
We have to take a break, but Ben's got me the article. We'll talk about that right after commercials. Stay right there.
Opie and Anthony. WNEW.
Do. 1027 WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hey, man.
Should give out our phone numbers, 212-757-1027, if you have anything for the program. Our fax line is working just fine, 212-957-9639. We like hearing from you guys if you're being inducted into the Tuesday Night Hummer Club for the first time.
Yes.
And if you are, congratulations. Well, the Daily News. I got one. Can a week go by without the papers writing something stupid about the radio show, Anthony?
Hey, that's a good thing. We don't care.
Nah, honestly, we don't care. But I'd like to point out the stupidity of some of these articles.
Yeah.
David Hinckley, who I actually kind of respect. I don't think he really gets or likes our show.
Yeah, I think he's very skeptical, you know? He's very skeptical as to what goes on this show, what is real.
Right.
But the thing is, everything's real.
I honestly, everything is real on this show.
We don't fake anything.
Can you honestly think of one thing we faked?
No.
If a listener could come up with that, I'd appreciate hearing that. Because I can't think of one thing we have done since moving to New York that has been fake.
That we faked.
That was a put-on for the sake of good radio.
Yeah.
Pretty much what you hear is what happens. And I'm surprised David Hinckley, who writes the radio column for the Daily News, hasn't figured that out yet.
Well, you can't really blame David. I'm going to take the blame off him and put it on the wacky DJs. Because he's not used to reality in radio.
Reality-based radio.
Right. If something happens, if something's big, if something makes some noise in this town, it was probably a setup or fake, or, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's not used to things really happening, like what happened here. The Rock came in, got upset, and walked out on the show.
Correct. Well, in the radio dial section of the Daily News, David Hinckley writes, The Rock. Many listeners found it riveting when WWF wrestler The Rock walked off the Opie and Anthony show on WNEW Thursday after the arrival of Sick Boy, whose wrestling website includes posts with racial insults. Racism in entertainment and on the web? ? Good subject. Except that the WWF is a setup and so is a lot of Opie and Anthony. God damn, does that piss me off!
What's wrong with him?
If he's going to say that, why doesn't he list, like, a bunch of things that we have done on the show that he is convinced is a setup? Name one thing we've done that is a setup!
Yeah, go ahead, David. Kimmer.
If you're going to make a statement like that, then give me an example. Something I could touch and feel and go, oh, I remember that. And then we would explain to you why it wasn't a setup. Except that the WWF is a setup, and so is a lot of Opie and Anthony.
A lot would mean
pretty much everything we do.
Yeah. Please.
Someday people will get what we do. Remember the time we walked off the show in the summer? People thought that was a setup. Like, yeah. Why would they risk their jobs?
Yeah, that was fake.
Because we really believed in what we were doing that day, and we were that pissed that we were willing to, like, get fired.
Yeah.
But they're like, oh, that was just a publicity stunt to get listeners and stuff. No one ever believes us. It's a running gag for regulars to laugh at rubes who get all outraged as if it's real.
What?
That's not true either. However sincere an act, then, however legit an issue, you're still in a room where the first commandment is take nothing seriously.
Well, that makes sense.
Well, sure. We don't try to, you know, take anything seriously on the show. You're right.
We're a goof. The Rock's a goof. So, like, what is he getting all serious with his racist issue on a goof show when he's a goof show?
Right.
All right, that I could understand what he's saying.
See, I guess the thing to say at this time is what happened last Thursday with The Rock and Ant and I was very, very, very uncomfortable and very real. And to be honest with you, that type of radio is not going to happen on our show very often.
No,
we're against that uncomfortable and that real where we pretty much, I don't know, break out of our radio persona, if you will, to really try to discuss something.
Yeah.
And then the crybaby, the croc, you know, walks
Corky Rock
walks out of our show.
You're racist.
Walks out of our show after I told him, you know, we had nothing to do with the comments on Sick Boy's wrestling site.
Yeah.
And still the Rock walked out without saying goodbye.
Dwayne
Johnson without discussing it further. He's a crybaby.
I'm sure Sick Boy was happy, though. See his little name in the paper there, and it's all in bold type, like The Rock's.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Well, The Rock is even thicker print than Sick Boy, but...
The Rock says, I'm a crybaby.
Hypnotizing was staged. Okay. Dave.
How you doing, guys?
All right.
I'm not saying the hypnotizing was staged, but I can give you some idea as to why someone would think it was staged.
Okay.
He had Spaz hypnotized, right?
Correct.
And every time he said something or did something, Spaz was supposed to act like a farm animal.
Right. Yeah.
And he didn't say, or he was supposed to make a different farm animal noise.
Okay.
Now, is it just a coincidence that every time he did something, Spaz did a different farm animal noise? Like, he never repeated the same farm animal.
Yeah.
He would always go into a different... It was like he was searching, and towards the end, it was like he was trying to think of a different farm animal.
Right, you're right. You know something? But, Dave, I don't believe the hypnotizing thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't believe it either.
Oh, okay.
I totally did not believe it. I'm still extremely skeptical. I was being courteous and cordial to the hypnotist when he was here. But I don't buy it. I don't believe it.
Wait. Because Ann and I are on the opposite sides of the fences on this one.
Yeah.
I completely believed it, but I also decided I have to ask Rick a ton of questions. I asked Rick enough questions and Spaz enough questions after the fact that I'm convinced what happened.
I'm still not.
So you think Rick and Spaz pulled one over on us?
Yeah, they would just believe.
Rick was believable. Rick was believable, but Spaz, it was too perfect. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Why would he do? Every time he had to do a farm animal noise, he came up with a different farm animal. He was truly hypnotized, and the hypnotist didn't say anything that he had to make a different farm animal noise every time. I basically think Spaz blew it. And I can see where a guy like David Hinckley is going to listen to that skit and say, all right, that was staged.
Right. Well,
because no one's going to expect Spaz to come up with it on his own. They're going to think that you told him to do it.
If that was staged, Ant and I weren't even in on it. And that's what... There's no way it was staged, in my opinion. No way.
I believe that you believe that.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Because I asked Rick enough. I even said, Rick, we're not on the air anymore. I mean, that was pretty freaky what was going on there with the hypnotist. Mm. And he goes, dude, I swear I barely remember, being in the studio doing all that crazy stuff.
Yeah, but Spaz swears up and down to things all the time.
Well, I mean, Spaz, you know...
I believe Rick. I don't believe Rick would lie, but Spaz is full of it.
Well, Spaz is not a good liar either, though.
Well, he's not a good liar. I didn't say he was a good liar.
Get Spaz real fast.
I said he's a liar.
Right. But the fact is, we don't stage stuff on this show.
I wasn't buying it, though.
Spaz.
That's not really... No, you're right. That's not... something.
Yeah, that isn't setting up.
Something up for the skit, which I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And even if you do state stuff, it's making people laugh. Who cares? Your job is to make people laugh.
Well, there's an integrity. I mean, believe it or not, an Opie and Anthony integrity. We don't like faking and staging stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot of radio shows that do that.
Oh, stages have everything.
And it should be obvious to you guys when you're listening to the radio what is staged and what is real. And I'm telling you right now, I'm challenging you guys today to come up with something that you are convinced we staged or you know,
fake.
Or thought it was fake or something. You're not going to find one.
I think the Spaz hypnotist thing, I don't think...
Spaz, a lot of people still
within
think...
Within such a deep hypnosis.
All right, Dave, we got Spaz in the studio.
All right.
A lot of people, Spaz, still think that, you know, you faked that whole thing when you were hypnotized and you were in cahoots with the hypnotist. And you and Rick were in cahoots with the hypnotist.
No way that was possible. And if you would listen back when we replay it, from time to time, and I look back at the video, he says, when he tells me to do the barnyard animals, to switch it up a bit and don't do the same ones. So looking at the video, I saw him say this.
Yeah, but then you should have been able to just... really fast rattle off different barn animals. It sounded to me and to Dave like you were trying to like you were thinking of a new one, trying to think. Like as he was talking, you're going, okay, now I'm gonna need a new farm animal in my head. And then he would just say something, you would go into the farm animal sound.
I don't remember doing that at all.
And I think what has to happen is you got to get hypnotized.
No, it wouldn't work. This thing gonna work,
you know. I think when you're under hypnosis, you still have to think.
And let me tell you something. It would piss off the friggin' hypnotist. I know that. You know how the hypnotists are. They come to the radio shows. They want subjects that will work,
mm-hmm.
that they can work with, that it'll be fun to listen to and make them people go to their shows.
Yeah, they usually
train
those people.
Yeah, picture me going into the back here. He hypnotizes me. Nothing happens. I walk out. I'm fine. He knows it. He sees it in my face. Like, I'm not going to play along. And he goes, oh, it didn't take on him.
Well, he did explain that there's a trust factor. You have to believe because you have to close your eyes and really concentrate on what he's doing.
I would do everything he said, and you know something, it still wouldn't work. I'm not going to go quack quack quack.
I don't see how it possibly happens. But not to the extent that guy was doing it.
There is a percentage of people that it just doesn't work on it.
Did they get the voodoo in you?
I believe it. I don't understand how it goes down, but I believe it.
These guys are so friggin' powerful that in a few minutes of being alone with somebody...
It was like a half hour to 40 minutes.
They can totally take over their friggin' mind. Why aren't there more criminals that are hypnotists, that hypnotize people, that are maybe bank tellers?
All right,
put a subliminal thought in their head. When I go in the bank, you're just going to give me a big bag of cash.
Then how else do you explain what we saw with Rick?
It's a gimmick.
It's not a gimmick. I asked Rick. I go, man, you know, I'm like, Rick, tell me. Is this fake? Are you in cahoots with a guy? He swore to me he didn't even remember acting like a 3-year-old trying to grab a quarter out of my pocket.
He was having fun. He was being involved with the show.
He was being
a part of the show.
No, I will not accept that.
A certain percentage of these people that get up on stage at these shows and do things with the hypnotists, they will play along. That's what the hypnotist knows.
Rick, they're exhibitionists.
Right. They want to be. Why do you think we get people that come in or come up on stage at our live shows and do anything?
So,
because they want to be part of the show.
Rick doesn't need to be part of the show.
He loves being part of the show. You can't keep his mouth shut when he's in front of the friggin' mic. Jesus Christ.
Unfortunately, we can't get Rick on because he's in London. But I'm telling you, Rick would have told us by now if he was in cahoots with the guy.
Dude, maybe he
you
actually
gotta believe
wants
that much.
To... Maybe
no,
he wants
no,
to
no,
think.
No, wait a minute. I don't believe Rick would tell you.
I don't either.
See, here's why. Listen to the logic, okay? Rick is truly dedicated to the show. He bends over backwards for the show. Okay?
Let me tell
you. If he tells you that he was in cahoots with the guy.
That makes for better radio. And that's why. And Rick would fess up and go, all right, guys, I conned you. It would make for better radio if that's all we're worried about. I'm telling you.
I think he'd take it to his graves that a lot of guys can continue to believe that.
A lot of the time.
Nah.
Because a lot of the bits that do work for this radio show is like, you know, bits that go wrong or, you know, go off the track.
First of all, he came out from the back room looking like he was on heroin. It wasn't even like hypnotism.
That was scary.
He was acting, Opie. He was acting.
No.
He didn't.
No,
you know something?
No.
He came out looking like he was on heroin. His arm was shaking. His eyes were half masked. His mouth was open. He looked like he was ready to start drooling. Because that was how he thought we would want to see someone that is hypnotized from like years of watching cartoons.
You know what? If that's the case, then Rick should move to Hollywood. Because he's a great actor. He's a great actor. Because I'm telling you, the stuff I saw when the camera or no one was focusing on him, he was still hypnotized as a three-year-old staring at a quarter.
Why?
It was freaking creepy.
Why aren't there more hypnotist criminals? It seems so friggin' easy, Ope. You walk into anywhere. You hypnotize someone, they give you what they want. Hypnotist.
It's not going anywhere as long as you're in New York with the system.
How could you do shows? How could you find time to do hypnotism shows if you're a hypnotist when you could be getting laid 24 hours a day? You go to a bar, you see the gorgeous-looking girl. You hypnotize it. Before you know it, wah, wah, wah.
All right, so
it's Tuesday every day.
So you think all those shows are staged,
yes,
and everyone on stage is acting, and they're really good at it?
Absolutely.
Yes. No way. Yes.
I think there is legitimate hypnotism, and I think it takes a long time of laying down, relaxing for things like maybe to quit smoking, to cut down on eating.
Right.
But that's something
people... remembering something from the past.
Yeah, right. Something that's in your mind already. You can't make a sane human being with a half hour of coaching in a room act like a chicken.
It was just...
The people that really legitimately do that, they're not going on radio shows. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but those are, you know, psychiatrists.
It was
right.
It was
have to be responsible.
But
you've got the power over someone's mind. You can't just go around.
But also the hypnotist.
Like a wand.
The hypnotist also has to find things you would probably do if you weren't hypnotized.
Oh.
I mean, if all of a sudden you told Rick, you know, under hypnosis to have gay sex, I don't think he's going to do that. I think that's part of it as well. I mean, the hypnotist finds things that, you know, this person would normally do.
Oh, and Spaz is a prostitute and trying to get me to give him money for sexual favors. You know something?
That
not
freaked you out.
It freaked me out because if he was even kidding around. Without any hypnotism involved, if, like, a guy is just kidding around with you like that, it freaks me out.
Exactly.
I guarantee we get Spaz, come here. I'll prove it to you. Spaz. All right.
Anthony, reach for Opie's groin.
Watch him freak out.
Go over here. Grab that mic.
What?
All right. Remember when you were hypnotized after you saw the tape and you discovered that you were like a prostitute and you were flirting with Ant?
That freaked me out.
Okay. Try to do that right now.
He's not.
It ain't gonna happen.
Oh, he's not gonna do it because it's not part of the act. It's part of the show.
Look at him. There's no way he could even attempt to do it now. Try to act like a prostitute, and he's your best customer right now. Go ahead.
I couldn't even dream of doing that. But under no hypnosis whatsoever, he played a gay guy getting his schwanz done up by another man on a stage. Because what?
That was acted out.
That was an act. Oh, see? But you can't act now.
All right, act now. Because he's not under hypnosis.
He wasn't under hypnosis at his gay play.
All right.
And he acted like a fag.
Act like a prostitute and Ant's your best customer.
I can't.
What would you do?
He's bolstering his hypnotism act.
I'm not.
By making he couldn't do that. Dave, you are 100% right. Give Dave a friggin' prize.
No way.
Dave, go on hold. We'll give you something.
No.
I like you. You're wise.
Let me plug my website.
What's your website?
Real fast.
WorldsGreatestParty.com.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
All right, man.
Bye.
Thanks, dude.
I agree with Dave.
We will agree to disagree. There's no way. I completely believed what I saw was because of the guys under hypnosis, without a doubt. Without a doubt in my mind. You saw Spaz's face. There's no way he could act that out with you if he wasn't under hypnosis.
He acted with another man in a play without hypnosis. He's able to do it. He is totally able to do it.
And I know and I know Rick well enough off mic that off the radio show. There's, you know, what I saw when he was acting like a 3-year old is just
for the show.
It's just no way
for the show.
Listen, see, when I was hypnosis, I was under hypnosis, so yeah. That's okay. Through the back of my mind, I could do it because I've acted in that sort of thing. Because I've sat down in acting, you sit down for like 3 months to sit down and plan it. So because I've been in a gay play, so to speak, it was in the back of my mind. So hypnosis, I guess he was able to induce that part.
I don't know.
Of memory.
Spaz, I ain't buying it. You could talk till you're blue in the face. I am not buying it.
So why? There's nothing to hide at this point. We already got what we got out of the radio show. Now it would make a great bit if he can, I would if it was if it was fake.
First of all,
it would be great if they admitted now because it'd be unbelievable radio.
He won't. First of all, because you believe it so much, and if you tell Spaz the sky is green, he'll tell you it's green.
Not how our show works. It's not how our show works. They would have told us by now.
You stop short in the halls fast enough, and he's doing a prostate exam on you.
It's not how the show works, man.
I understand. For some reason,
they're still holding out on us.
They don't want to come forward and say that, all right, they were putting it on.
You're high.
I am not high.
You're high.
Completely sober.
Do you pay attention to the people we work with?
Yeah.
And you're still convinced they're just pulling one over on us 2 months later?
Yes.
Why? Why would they?
I'll get it out of Rick in the office one day. I'll get it out of him.
Dude, I tried on many occasions.
You believe it too much.
I'll sit
there and go, Rick.
It's not just believing, because I do believe it, but I also decide, you know, I want to do some research and find out some stuff. The guy would not budge. He wouldn't budge in the office. He wouldn't budge on the train on the way home. He wouldn't budge at a family function. I've asked him 3 or 4 different times. He is not going to budge.
Yet everything's completely
fine. But he has no problem admitting that he got gay crabs and he sucks on chocolate penises. What's the difference?
Because that's for the show.
No way. Because he would get more airtime if he admitted it, because then we would come in here and trash him and go, why are you faking stuff for the show?
He will.
He never will.
I'll get him to admit it.
No way.
Guaranteed.
No way.
Why? Then how could you just trot through the rest of your life knowing that at some point that some guy made your mind friggin' wacko?
That's why I wouldn't go under it, because I believe it so much and I wouldn't want that experience. Rick was truly freaked out. I saw it in his eyes. The guy was freaked out that he was doing the things he was doing. Especially when he was acting like he was 3 years old, trying to get a goddamn quarter from my pocket.
Next time, they could hypnotize the both of us.
I don't want to.
Watch you quack around like a chicken and watch me go, this is like a bull.
I don't want to.
All right.
It freaks me out. I do believe it. I do believe it. You have the type of personality, I think I have the type of personality, too, that we probably wouldn't go under. There's a bunch of people that go under.
There's no under.
Because there has to be a trust level when you decide to go under hypnosis.
There is no under. I'm totally saying there is no under. I don't believe it for a second. I didn't want the guy getting all pissed off that his shows wouldn't sell if I was...
See, then you're a puss. You should have, like, confronted him.
Next hypnotist, I will. You live and learn on this show.
He's coming back.
All right, and I'll tell him I absolutely don't believe you.
That's a puss move, man.
Okay, I agree, but you live and learn on this show. That's how it is.
If you didn't believe that much, then you should have confronted the guy. Billy from Air Sick.
Hey, guys.
Billy from Air Sick Productions. What's up, Billy?
Hey, Anthony, you're missing a big point here, buddy.
What?
The fact is, you said before that you would expect Spaz to start rattling off all these animal noises one by one. Being under hypnosis does not make a guy smarter.
No, no, I'm not saying that, because if you listen to the tape, he did duplicate a few of them, and it sounded like he was really searching for the farm animals.
Yeah,
oh, I understand.
It's still going to be Spaz.
You know something?
It's still the same brain.
It doesn't even matter to nitpick like this about one little part of it, because I don't believe any of it.
Hey, guys, look, I've been under hypnosis for years for losing weight. Look how good it's worked.
You're not helping my cause, Billy.
I actually am. Hold on. One thing, I actually am. I mean, this Hinckley guy?
Yeah.
What an idiot. I mean, not for nothing, but here's a guy who, if he knows so much, why does this column get cut back to one day a week?
Yeah, because it's boring as hell. You want to know the other big story in the radio column today?
This I got to hear.
WPLJ rolls through top 100 rock songs.
Whoa!
If you always wanted to like rock but didn't have the attention span, PLJ can solve your problem. Scott and Todd yesterday broke out a mix of excerpts from the whole top 100 in VH1's greatest rock songs. It took 10 hours to make and runs 4 minutes and 23 seconds.
From Papa Was a Rolling Stone at number 100 to Satisfaction at number 1.
It's 4 minutes, 23 seconds of just like...
It's just freaking clips of the top 100 songs that appeared on VH1.
And he's writing about it.
And he's writing about that.
That's the headline grabber his column.
And if I was Scott and Todd, if that's all David Hinckley has to write about your show, I'd be pretty damn embarrassed at this point.
Yeesh.
And you guys, and Scott and Todd didn't even do it. They had one of their flunkies do it, and then they play it and get all the credit for it.
Oh.
Wow. Would you sit through that, Ant?
Yeah.
Would you spend 10 hours to get a snippet of the top 100 greatest rock and roll songs, according to VH1?
10 hours to get 4.5 minutes of material.
Huh.
Yeah. 10 hours.
That's smart.
That's great.
Really can't figure why Stern's kicking your ass. That's weird. Bits like that and fake news. I thought you guys would be number one.
KJ Queens, love the show, but I'm pretty convinced that is that a train bit was staged.
What?
What? How could that be?
How could?
You're a jackass.
Tim, what's up?
What's up?
All right.
I just want to say on Anthony's behalf.
All right.
Yes.
That Opie, everybody always says that Spaz is always kissing your ass. It sounds like maybe you guys are teaming up and it's all BS.
It's what?
Anthony's right. There is no hypnosis. It's all BS.
Whatever. I completely believe it. And,
yeah,
and Rick doesn't kiss my ass. We have fights all the time. We're like brothers.
Yeah, well, Spaz kisses your ass. He kicks your ass.
No, he hasn't kicked my ass, buddy boy.
Hey, Doug, I heard it on the radio.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, the Fight Club, and you talked about his sister.
That's true. He did kick your ass.
Oh, you said Rick?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he said Spaz.
I apologize.
You kicked Spaz's ass.
Yeah, I apologize. I didn't hear you right.
I am the ultimate skeptic, which is very good for this show. We can't be getting the wool pulled over our eyes. I don't believe in hypnotism. I don't believe in friggin' Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, UFOs, nothing.
Dave, what's up?
Everything's bullcrap.
Dave.
Yeah, this is, Anthony's full of it, because when he was there and Rick was cursing up a storm, he's like, oh, I believe. He's full of it. And my wife got hypnotized over at Governor's. And at the end of the whole thing, he told him, everything you did, you're going to remember. And there's no way, unless that guy gave her millions of dollars, that she would have done the stuff that she did.
And have you asked?
And of course nobody else believes in the Loch Ness Monster, and...
She was she wanted to be part of a show.
So now So now you think this guy's wife is lying to this guy? I'm sure the guy's asked her, was that real? Are you in cahoots with the hypnotist?
That other guy, Dave's a mess because the hypnotist told him to make different animal noises every time I snap my finger, you're going to make a different animal noise. And he did. He tried. He's just too stupid to figure out. Remember, he thought a dog was a farm animal.
I don't think you're getting my point. It's not that I think everyone that acts like they're hypnotized on a stage is in cahoots with the hypnotist. I think they're just themselves wanting to be part of a show, and then they want everyone to actually believe that they were hypnotized so they don't say anything.
So why aren't more people...
What do they have? What do they get from it?
Yeah, why aren't more people...
They get their little part of being a part of a show. They get on stage. They're the center of attention.
And then
everyone loves that.
And then they have to shut their mouths for the rest of their lives about it?
And they don't say anything. I'm sure some people do.
Not when you get them on tape. Yeah, you guys got that delay there. I've been listening to
it. Yeah, watch that curse.
Yeah. All right.
That's for sure. My wife didn't fake anything. He told them when they were done, you're going to remember everything you did.
Right.
And she still doesn't remember everything she did.
All right, man.
All right.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Easy,
I would think there'd be a lot more hypnotist criminals out there.
Steve.
Yes.
From the Underground website?
Absolutely.
Our screen's not working today. What's up, Steve?
Not much, but just to reiterate the same point 150 times. and were you not there? Did you not? I mean, I have this all on videotape. You rearing back in pain when Spaz came at you like a little girl?
Oh, I know, but he was acting.
No, he wasn't acting. This was hypnotist.
I don't
know. He was hypnotized. There's no other
way to explain
it.
Totally not buying it.
Well, I mean, look, when Rick wasn't even on K camera, and I pan over to him, and he's in the corner, curled up, playing with a quarter.
Yeah, no one was paying attention to him. Like, there was a section that, you know, Rick was by himself for a good 10 minutes while we were paying attention to Spaz.
That was what he thought he should do.
Ah,
to make it look good.
There's some degree of willingness that goes along with hypnotism. I mean, you have to be willing to do it. Remember the two other girls that were there, and it didn't work on them?
Right. Because there has to be a trust factor. You have to
Rick
trust
can
what
be
the guy's going to do to you.
So Rick could be turned into a blithering, friggin' idiot 2-year-old on the floor just from talking to a guy
for
a couple of minutes.
Get out of here.
You are totally understating the will of the human mind and personality.
Then call me stupid. I believe it.
Yeah, why don't you go and get hypnotized?
Then drag another friggin' quack hypnotist in here to try to hypnotize me. I will more than willingly, I will go into the room, sit there.
You'll never be hypnotized.
I will do everything he says. And you know what? I'll come out and go, yeah, bull crap.
No,
didn't work.
You prance around like a little girl, I'll be there to get it on video.
Too. Yeah, you okay. See, all I have to go on is I know Rick pretty well outside the show. I asked him. He told me the truth. He has no freaking clue. That's all I need to know. I believe that. I believe it. As much as I would ask you something, you'd tell me the truth, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's all I need to know.
And the fact that Rick cursed up a storm and you guys had to make the guy, you know, tell him to stop.
He knew we had delay.
Well,
he knew.
Steve was in studio, too. It was a freaky scene, man.
I don't know. I buy it.
I ain't buying it.
All right. Steve, a couple other things, because we could be on this all day.
Yeah.
First of all, the unofficial Opie and Anthony website, foundrymusic.com. Heading toward 1 million hits. It's going to happen before Friday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And the site's only been up, what, 7 months?
7 months. Since June. Well, June 4th is when I put the counter on, so.
Nice.
And the other thing, I wasn't able to write you back yet.
Oh, yeah.
You have to put the video clip of The Rock walking off our show.
I got it. You know something? Rick told me.
Were you still rolling tape after the show ended? Or his segment ended, hopefully?
I got to check. There's a tape should be arriving at your office pretty soon because Rick wanted a copy. Rick said hold off on putting it up because he wants to talk to the WWF.
Steve?
Yeah.
Steve. It's called the Opie and Anthony Show.
All right.
Yeah. As quickly as possible.
All right. Also, the six kind of, you know, he's on there, too. So if I get to speak to him and get his approval for it, which I don't know if I'm going
to
get.
Well, the part I really want everyone to see, because we have been made to look like bad guys out of this whole thing.
Sure.
And we made a bunch of calls to WWF, and they have completely blown us off. After the amount of time we have spent talking about the WWF, I thought it would be courtesy they call us back to discuss this issue.
Yeah.
A ton of free advertising for their product.
Mm.
Not that they need it, but you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I want people, because we were made to look bad, to see the part where the Rock segment ended, Ant and I went to commercials, and he got up and left without saying goodbye. That's what I need people to see.
Okay.
And I hope you have that on video. Steve.
Oh, that? Absolutely, I have.
All right, because the uncomfortable moment, I mean, you can put that on as well, but, I mean, it's very important to me that our faithful listeners see how much of a crybaby this guy was.
Oh, so The Rock just walked out.
The guy walking out, not even saying thank you for the 50 minutes of promotion we gave his book signing and his book before he decided to, you know, blindside us.
You know, someone brought up a really good point the other day to me, and they said, as I was rolling the tape for him, they said, you know, one day I wish I could be black so that I could get really indignant at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
For stupid reasons.
Wow.
You know? That'll stir up some crap.
Hey, Steve.
Huh? Yeah, I know. Well, you know something, man? If this guy has been as racially insensitive as Opie was saying as he was the other day,
yeah,
in the past, and he got that freaked out about it that he had to storm out like a baby,
right?
Either it was an act and it was staged, or he's a hypocrite and, you know, doesn't deserve half the publicity you guys gave him.
Right. Yeah, I think he was trying to get publicity.
Well, we'll get the clip on the unofficial website ASAP.
All right.
If you can find it. And email us when it's up there so we can tell everybody. I'm serious. I want people to see it.
All right.
Because it's amazing. You're not going to believe. He just, after promoting him for 50 minutes, we go to commercials. I turn around to, you know, say thanks or something to him, and he's getting up and walking out with his back turned up.
Yeah.
Oh,
like a big crybaby, the Croc. Croc-O-You-Know-What.
Oh, you know.
All right, man. We got to take a break.
All right, man. Go ahead.
Thank you, Steve.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Brian from Jersey. Anthony, I'm with you. My sister got hypnotized, went through the whole show, and afterwards I asked her about it, and she said it didn't work, but she still did everything the guy said. Happens all the time.
Oh, that's one person. I saw it for myself, man. You're not going to change my opinion right now.
All right.
And next time the guy's in, I hope you confront him, man.
I will.
Completely confront him.
All right.
All right. All right, let's try to move on to other things. Bob hung up. No big deal. All right, we'll be back.
Dudes with Tudes.
Well, I think every time we open our mouths, we're pissing someone off.
Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, yeah. We're out of control. We're so wacky.
All right, knock it off. 1027 WNEW.
Hey, Anthony Paisano of Mulberry Street in the heart of Little Italy.
Ah, Joey's Place, Paisano of Mulberry Street. We go down there all the time. Love the food. Love the atmosphere. The portions of Paisano's huge and very reasonable prices. They got a pasta lunch special, so you could go down there for lunch. And for dinner, it's great. You take your family, you take a date, and you'll have a great time, great food, great atmosphere. We love it.
If Joey's listening, I finally finished the food.
What'd you have?
I brought all the food home that we had here for the Rocks visit.
Yeah.
And after the croc walked out on us,
yeah,
no one felt like eating the fine food from Paisano because we were all sick to our stomach.
Yeah.
So I brought it all home. I had the penne alla vodka. I had the chicken marsala, eggplant parmesan, Anthony. All excellent dishes.
Get the stuffed veal.
Stuffed veal's good.
And the fried ravioli.
You love the fried ravioli.
Oh, it's the best.
Also, just ask for Joey, the owner, when you're down there. Tell him Opie and Anthony sent you, and he'll bring over a glass of wine on the house, Anthony.
Nice.
Very cool. Paisano of Mulberry Street in the heart of Little Italy. Give them a call, 965-1188. That's 965-1188. 1027 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony. We have Julie on line 10. She's very upset with us. Julie, what is the problem today?
I'm really pissed off with what this guy just said today regarding black people. I challenge him any day, his friend, to walk out for a week in a black person's outfit or something. It is to be prejudged. And I can understand how someone could get pissed off and tired of hearing black jokes or anything pertaining to their race. Some black people may not be offended, fine, but there are some that can't handle it, that don't like it. And what's wrong with that?
So, Julie, are blacks the only group where we should not pick on because you guys are so sensitive?
Excuse me?
Should we just lay off black people because you guys are so sensitive?
I don't think you should lay off anything, but you should understand that some people have different levels of sensitivity regarding those type of subjects, whether it be black, white, purple, green.
Huh?
You know?
Right. You weren't listening in.
I'm sorry, I was trading.
Jesus.
And it's not that black people are just complaining, you know, but some people can't handle it.
If it was interesting to me, I'd listen. I'm sorry.
It's racism, Anthony.
We've had a little too much of that. Can't we all just get along?
That's what I'm trying to say.
I was listening to what she's saying. Look, she's saying that how could somebody say, you know, they'd like to walk around in their skin for a while? And
yeah.
then come up
and then
with some
you
kind
tell
of.
Me, and then you tell me how it is that a black person or Hispanic person is complaining. You don't know what it is to walk into a store and automatically prejudge as being a someone that's going to shoplift and all whatever it is.
Get out my grill, right?
Huh?
I just say, get out my grill.
You know, and I mean, yes, some black people, they hear black jokes, and that's great. Some black people may hear it and can't be bothered with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How did you guys become the most sensitive race, though? I really
We're
need to know
that.
We're
not the most sensitive race, and I could be white for all you know just saying that.
All right, fine. Then I'll...
Are you assuming that I'm black?
Oh, you're... Come on. Don't even play that game with me.
Why are you assuming that I'm black?
Listen to you.
Listen to you. Why did you automatically assume that I'm black?
Because of the way you talk. You sound like a black person talking.
You're judging, and you're assuming
Shut
that I'm black.
Shut up. Are you...
Are you black?
Are you black? Are you black? Are you black? Are you black? Are you black? Are you black?
No, I'm not.
What are you?
I'm not black. I'm a Hispanic woman.
But you're black Hispanic.
But you prejudge
black, Hispanic,
you're
whatever.
Black Hispanic, right?
Oh, black. Oh, so wait.
there such thing as black Hispanic?
Excuse me?
There's Rick, and then there's, like, black Hispanic.
So, but that's not what I'm saying.
Do you have...
automatically prejudge me by the way I sound. Oh. You see? That's what I'm taking.
Whatever.
That's what black people are tired of. You prejudge
me. How do you know what black people are tired of? You're not black. You just said it. How do you know what...
I could relate because you're saying...
How could you relate? You're not black.
You're black.
First of all, you're a hypocrite because you started this conversation saying, you know, I would like to see this guy walk around the streets in black skin for a week to see how it is to be black. So how do you know how it is to be black?
You don't have a clue.
How could a white person already have a race know what another race feels like?
Including you.
Including me, you're right, including me.
So why?
You are prejudged.
You don't know the oppression of being a privileged white person.
Julie, you really want to get into this? You're prejudging, and assuming what black people feel. You don't know how black people feel if you're Hispanic, you idiot.
I'm not an idiot, okay? I'm not prejudging. I'm just saying that how could everyone walk around saying this particular race is the most sensitive race,
Julie,
when you don't know what it is to walk in their shoes?
You don't know how it is to walk in black people's shoes either, now do you?
I'm a minority in this country, and I know what it is to be prejudged.
You're not a minority in this city. I'll tell you who's a minority in this city. Me, Opie.
How do you know I live in this city? I could live in Long Island.
That's a crock of crap.
But see, again, you don't.
I'll tell you who the minority in the city is. It's Whitey, man. Have you been on the subway lately?
Excuse me?
I look around every morning. I'm the only white guy.
Well, then, okay, fine. But then you do not get the same. You know, you're not prejudged the same. I don't care
where you go.
The same. The point is, you're in this country, and it's not the same.
Julie,
and you know that.
You're making absolutely no sense. And I'll tell you why if you shut your big trap.
What I've been saying.
Shut up.
You could be rude if you like, but you're prejudging.
Shut up.
You really are.
So are you.
On the phone, You assumed that I was black because of the way I sound.
This whole...
I lived in the city. You know what I mean? All that is prejudging.
Now,
your radio show, and you have more of a say than I
do. Now that I don't really need to defend myself because I really could care less what people think of me.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you the reason why I thought Julie was black, Anthony.
Why?
It wasn't because of her voice. It was because of the beginning of her conversation where she stood up for the black guy and said, how dare anyone, prejudge a black person. I can't even concentrate. Listen to this bitch. Can you imagine going home to this lady every night?
No, but what your friend has said before.
Say, listen to this.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
The deal is, you called up to defend the black person.
And you did it in a way saying,
how dare this guy talk, blah, blah. He has no idea how it is to, you know, walk around the city as a black person. That's when I, Opie, assumed that you, Julie, were black. It had nothing to do with your stupid voice, which is as annoying as hell.
And let me tell you something.
You said listen to how I talk.
Yeah, let me, okay.
I said listen how you talk, meaning what you said in your stupid conversation, you idiot.
You're the idiot.
Now let me
you
get my side
it.
In.
You said it. You said based on
hey,
how
Julie.
I sound.
Yeah, Julie, that was
you
me.
Said based on how I sound, you figured I was black.
Based
how you sound. Thank you. I'm still in the right.
Julie.
Based how you sound, what you were saying. Idiot.
This is pandemonium because I try to get a word in.
Person can't sound like me?
Can you let me talk for a second? Please.
It was the content of your conversation, not your dialect.
That's what Opie's saying. But what I'm saying is, the way you sound when you talk sounds like a lot of black people that I listen to and hear. You have a certain sound to your voice. Black people, when they talk, not all of them, don't lump it in and say that I'm saying all black people. I'm saying that a lot of black people sound like you do on the phone.
Okay, I understand where you're coming from now, and I do.
Are you going to deny that?
Clarifying it. But originally, that's not what was said.
You sound like a black woman talking on the phone.
Excuse me?
You sound like a black woman calling up this show. That's what your voice sounds like to me.
Oh, you were wrong, okay?
All right.
If you see me, you'll notice. If I don't tell you that I'm Hispanic, you would never know.
What would I think?
You would think I was white, because many people do, okay?
Well, what are you doing talking? What are you doing?
I guess, according to you, as soon as I open my mouth, you would know I'm white.
Well, what are you doing talking like that?
Excuse me?
What are you doing talking like that?
What do you mean what I'm doing talking like that?
What do you mean what I'm doing talking like that? See,
what
you talk. You got like a black twang to your voice.
Well, what if I'm a white person from the South or something? What are you talking about?
No, it sounds like inner city black
No, and guess what? I was even raised in the inner city.
Well, then how come you sound like that?
Because that's just the way I talk. I'm sorry I don't sound Lily White like you.
A Lily White? Well, that's a little racist comment you're making
there. Yeah,
well,
you want to talk about racist
Julie.
Comment?
Julie.
You're trying to say no white person sounds like me?
I am. I see them on the Jerry Springer show all the time. They come out. They're called wiggers.
I separate the good from the bad.
No, they're called wiggers. They come out and they're white and they start going, yeah, well, I be hanging in my crib, you know, there, Jerry, and we're hanging. And it's ridiculous. It looks ridiculous.
You don't know their educational level, but you're just
educational level. You could just say education level. Oh, my God.
Julie,
you don't sound very educated.
Julie,
you don't sound very educated. I'm telling you, you don't sound very educated.
Hey, Julie, can you take your lips off auto flap?
I can't hear what you're saying.
Too bad.
Oh, boy.
Auto flap.
Yeah, you don't listen.
Is that Opie?
Yeah.
You know, the other guy sounds like he has more sense than you. He really does.
Nah, don't get that impression.
Well, he does, because you know what? I respect him. He clarified what he said, and I
clarified what I said. You just didn't want to listen.
You have an issue. You really do, and you need to look into yourself. And you know what? Besides that, I do listen to your show. Whether you think I'm educated or not, because I don't care what you think. You know, I really don't. I don't care what you think, because I know what I am. But the other guy has more sense, obviously.
Yeah, that's great. Obvious.
I love Julie thinking I have more sense.
No, you do, because you said something,
that's
you clarified
obvious.
It,
that's
and you treated me like a cat. Whereas the other one is trying to, you know, it's ridiculous.
What?
I said it's ridiculous. You know?
How do you spell ridiculous?
How do you spell ridiculous?
Ridiculous. Hello? Oh, she got off the track. I can't, dude, I can't wreck it.
Julie?
She got off the track.
Oh, she hung up.
God damn it. Right when you want a train to hit somebody, they jump off the track.
I'm exhausted.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
wasn't she trying to talk about the black experience, and then she was talking about the black experience, and how do you know what the black experience is all about? That's what I assumed. I was talking to a black lady. Turns out she's a Hispanic.
But I assumed purely on the sound of her voice, Opie.
And now she's a hypocrite because now she's trying to tell everyone what the black experience is, even though she has no freaking clue what the black experience is because she's Hispanic.
You know, anybody that wants to tell me that there isn't a distinct African-American sound to a voice, you could call it what you want. Call me a racist. Call me I'm stereotyping. I'm bigoted. Whatever you want. You're going to tell me that there isn't a distinct sound to a majority of African Americans in the sound of the voice.
I'm glad you added that that word, because our buddy Chuck, who calls the show a lot, he sounds as white as they come, and our own Black Earl sounds as white as they come.
I'm not saying all blacks will sound like that, but when you get a phone call and a girl sounds like she did, you do assume that it's a black person.
Keith,
yo,
what's up?
Hey, call the reporter. I just heard something that was staged. girlfriend, Opie.
Your girlfriend.
See you guys later.
Very good, Keith.
Call the reporter.
What an idiot.
very good.
Everyone has a comment now. We'll take a couple, and then we got to take a break. Joe, what's up?
How you doing, Opie Anthony?
All right.
I'm just saying, it's like, it's just the way people perceive things, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how people talk. The way they talk and all, it's like, I understand what you're saying there. Sorry, I'm sounding a little bit nervous here.
That's all right.
Are you an Asian man?
Nah. I'm not Asian. I'm actually, I'm mixed. I'm Irish and Ecuadorian.
Wow. Irish and Ecuadorian.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Your dad must have been really drunk.
I'm Caucasian skin, so.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like, I'm perceivable of you. That's white.
Right.
Right on, man.
So, I just wanted to let you know, it's just the way people perceive things, and it sucks how they actually show them.
By the way, I apologize for stereotyping. I mean, how do we know if
your dad is the drunk and it wasn't your mom.
Yeah, don't worry.
It was
about
the Irish drunk.
It's like, okay. I'm used to it. I got my fans, my Italian fans always bug off on me. So,
all right, man.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Walter.
Yes.
What's up?
Hey, Opie, Epi.
Hey, man.
How you doing? I saw you guys. I met you guys at Hooters.
Yeah.
That was a really cool show. I want to agree with you guys. I think everybody has a distinct a sound. I think the only two black people that don't sound black are Tony Gwynn and Tiger Woods.
I think from now on, I think we have to guess your race if you call this show. I'm gonna guess Puerto Rican, Anthony.
Okay.
Walter, speak a little bit. Let Anthony get a chance at it.
Okay, sure. I don't know what else to say. I took a couple of pictures of you guys at Hooters. I should be downloading them soon.
Yeah, I'll say Puerto Rican.
Yeah, wait.
Okay.
Yeah, Puerto Rican.
Close.
All right, what is it?
Well, I'm actually Cuban.
Ah.
Yes. We don't find too many of those in the city, do we?
I was going to switch to Dominican. But Cuban.
Cuban, yeah, with the rare, the few.
Should have just said Hispanic,
or Miami.
Well, obviously Hispanic.
See, if we just said
Hispanic.
Hispanic.
But basically, I like that girl that just talked to you guys. You could tell off the meat rack that she was Puerto Rican all the way. The way they talk and the way they were just flapping about
cricket.
1,000 miles an hour. I call it the machine gun syndrome.
How they flap.
How they flap and flap and they don't stop. You wonder how they get catch their breath between sentences, you know, because they're talking so fast. But that's a Spanish thing, though. Whenever we speak Spanish,
what you guys Hispanics need to know, Spanish is a very fast language, but English isn't that fast. So slow it down a little bit.
Right, exactly.
Slow it down.
Slow it down.
Slow down. Slow down.
You know, this is USA. But you know what I noticed too?
Yeah.
Like, for example, you know, I'm Cuban. I was born here, but there was, like, for example, a point I was working around Mexicans, and after a while, I was speaking like the way they were, and people were thinking I was Mexican. So sometimes it happens that the people that you're around might influence the way you speak, even though you might not be of that background.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen that or experienced that, but I found that to be pretty interesting, you know? But I don't know what else to say to you guys, but I'm just overwhelmed. Spaz had me at home for an hour last week. I never got through to you guys.
Ah, there you go.
But I'm so glad I got to meet you guys. Hey, it's the first time on the show.
I don't know
what else to say to you guys, but thanks so much.
Hi, Walter.
Letting me vent my opinion and everything.
All right, Walter.
But remember, the only two white...
Start the train.
I'm sorry. No, I don't want no train.
All right. Bye, Mike, what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on, fellas?
All right.
This chick with her black experience thing. I'm a white guy that works in Harlem, the South Bronx, for the phone company all day long. Let me tell you something. These people are nuts. They're throwing things out the window. They're going crazy. They see me. They think I'm a cop. They run away. Then they come up, you know, hey, what are you doing? I'm working. You know, what am I, a cop with a phone hanging off my belt?
Right.
What are you talking about? This black experience thing. If any black guy talked like a white guy in Harlem, he'd be beaten by his friends until he was like, yo, what's up, man?
Well, that's where we get it all from.
You know, I mean... Everybody does have their distinct voice and their distinct
of course.
Way of speaking.
It's
and
just reality. It has nothing to do with racism or anything.
It doesn't. It's not a racial thing. It's where you come from. I'm sure a black guy from Texas won't sound like a black guy from Harlem.
Yeah.
You know? But so. You know,
and when they have the comedians from live from the Apollo Theater and they make fun of Whitey, it's all well and good, right?
No, that's okay. But if I sat here and sold a black joke in Harlem, be reading about parts of my body on the highway the next day in the paper.
There you go. Hold on, there's a guy that disagrees with you. Jimmy, you're on with Mike. What's up?
Hey, Mike, I disagree with you. I work with Wiggers. I work with Specs. I work with Jews. I work with all of them. I'm still Italian, and I talk Italian, and that's all I got to say about it.
Yeah, you know what? You got no point because you're a dumb, greasy wop.
I'll stick my dumb, greasy wop right in your freaking mouth.
Yeah, okay, go back and watch Goodfellas for another 3 hours, you stupid.
Yeah, you... me. I can't call you.
Me.
Do me a favor. Here's something. Let me get a large pie. How's that sound?
You're right there.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, let me get mushrooms on that. Did you grow up with that one? Huh?
I grew up banging your mother.
How was she? Was she good?
No, she sucked.
Yeah, I was too busy shaving your mother's back, that greasy Italian whore.
Really? Where are you from, you mutt?
Where am I from?
Yeah,
I'm from the bus. Where are you from?
Back.
Come here. Do me a favor. I'll call up
later.
You can come by and kick my ass.
Yeah, I'll come by. I'll kick your father's ass because he made you.
Yeah, really? Yeah, did
he?
Yeah, but you know what? He's not a greasy wop with a stinking fat hairy wife like your mother and father.
Very good, you freaking mutt Cuban.
Get on your bike.
Little
drop off my
little boy going
back. Your mouth.
You feel sympathy for the boy going mad? Stupid Italian pig. How come your women turn like fat and 400 pounds and half when they turn 25? What's wrong with them? They want to be cute. What's going on there?
Holy
you might as well hope these Italian boys fall with a razor because they got to start shaving the same time I do.
Really? Good, you stupid wetback.
I'm a wetback? Now I'm a wetback?
Yeah.
What do you just want to pick any race out of the book and throw it on me?
Listen, I didn't you say you were Cuban?
Large pie with extra cheese and two sodas. You don't bring it to my house.
That was the other caller, yeah. Dude.
All right, I'll send it to your mother's house.
Oh, yeah, my mother likes that.
All right.
That's good.
Holy smoke, man.
Nothing but a little race of love here today.
Yeah, what are you going to do? You know, we got to get along. Can't we all get along?
There you go. Thank you, Jimmy. Guys. Bye.
Be good on.
Thanks, Mike.
Holy smoke. Mike, relentless.
Mike smoked Jimmy.
Wow.
I got to say, Ed.
Pretty funny.
And laughing at all the Italian jabs.
Hey,
there.
Funny's funny. And he's right.
Hey, Ann, your mom did say I was hot.
Oh, come on, Mom. Don't bang Opie.
You my mom. I'm yours.
Say lay back and enjoy it. It's a hell of a toboggan ride.
Opie and Anthony, a couple of real
mothers. 1027 WNEW. Anthony Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner.
Yes, our good friends at Stacker 2.
Huh, let's welcome them back to the Opie and Anthony show, Anthony.
For the new millennium.
For the new millennium is right.
Mm-hmm.
Stacker 2 has been here since the beginning on the Opie and Anthony show, and we appreciate that.
Lots of our listeners have lost a lot of weight with Stacker 2.
Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner.
Yeah.
It burns the fat.
Mm-hmm.
It crushes the cravings in between meals.
One more.
And it gives you the boost of energy.
Yes!
That you need when you're lacking late in the day like we are. If you want to check it out for yourself, it's Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. They have a website. Everyone has a website these days. www.stacker2.com. What do you think's on the Stacker 2 website, Ant?
Chicks.
There are chicks on the site.
Are there?
I went there, yeah. Girls that have lost weight using Stacker.
Okay.
Yeah, in like bikinis and stuff.
All right, Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. Give them a call, 1-800-LIGHTLINE. That's 1-800-LITELINE. Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner.
1027 WNEW, it's the Opie and Anthony show. We're trying to do a show, but we got to try to get Anthony off E-Trade and... we'll be able to move on with the festivities today.
2, 7.
How many shares have you moved around today?
Oh, my God.
Really? You've moved around a couple thousand shares today.
Absolutely.
During the show.
That's going to be a radio first, too.
Come on.
We're in the middle of this heated argument. I look at Ann for some moral support. I'm like, oh, my God, I don't think he's paying attention. He's
Opie,
not even listening to me.
She's babbling. I got to scoop up AOL.
Well, everyone talking about the Time Warner AOL merge.
Yeah, pretty big.
Absolutely unbelievable.
And then AOL kind of took a little dip today. Went down like almost 9 points.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
Do we have our closing stats for today yet?
I think we do.
Let's go to the tote board.
Go to our
I know NASDAQ took a hit today.
Yeah. A little down. AOL, no, made a little bit of a comeback. 7 15/16 it's down today. 64 11/16, Opie.
So you've made some money there?
I'm in.
You made some money in the last 20 minutes there. Very good, Anthony. Congratulations.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Believe me, I need it.
And what did the Dow do today? NASDAQ was down, what, 168, something like that today?
Yeah, 120, I think.
120?
Something like that. Well, I got to go back to the other page. Can't be bothered.
All right.
But, yeah.
So your trading is done for the day?
Well, the market is closed, but I do have after-hours trading here on E-Trade.
What a dangerous thing this E-Trade is.
It's like crap.
It's bad.
No, I've had it for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
It's a pisser. It's fun. You might as well. Like, everyone's trading now.
Yeah.
Everyone's into stocks. Remember our old boss here, Opie?
We had a boss here?
I'm not mentioning any names. I'm not saying anything. But it was always about the stock ticker.
Yeah.
Instead of having meetings in the office, the ticker would be on and, you know, he's like a crack dealer. He kind of got me all involved.
Yeah, he's pretty much passed his bad habits on to us as far as the stock market.
A lot of people.
Opie, not with the E-Trade account, but on the phone with his broker.
Yeah, I
every so often. Got a hot tip the other day. You went up a couple of points with that stock, didn't you?
Yes, I did, Anthony.
Look at you.
I jumped in a little penny stock action.
It could only mean the end of the stock market. When the likes of Opie and Anthony are trading. When we are trading, it can only mean it is doom.
If you guys only knew, man, what we're about. We're a bunch of slobs. Now we got a broker and an E-Trade account.
Oh, it's a mess.
And it's not because we're making a lot of money here. We've been sucked in like everyone else.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, when we put down the porn to take a call from a stock, you know, a broker, you know there's a problem.
Yeah, that's true. Like, he muted the porn because he's on the phone with his broker. Didn't turn it off. Believe me, you can.
I just muted.
What? Yeah, what are you recommending?
In the background. He has some interesting news for me, Ed.
Yeah.
Trying to expand my portfolio.
Portfolio?
Nah, my portfolio. Are you threatening me? I need to pay for my portfolio.
My broker looked at my portfolio and said, there's some serious problems here. What? Because everything is like, I'm going for the big win, the big hit.
Okay, you need to diversify. Yeah, that's... I believe is the word. You're looking for diversification in your stock.
Right.
You're like pretty heavily into the tech stocks as I see it. Might want to diversify.
Yeah, if there's a disaster, you're effed.
Yeah, yeah, everything's going down the crapper if if the tech sector takes a dump,
Opie's broke. So he gave me all this advice. I was on the phone for like 10 minutes. He was telling me why I have to diversify and stuff. And
pharmaceuticals, Opie.
And I'm like,
Opie's into drugs, man. Opie bought into drugs.
Biotech, eh?
You're amazing.
Biotech.
You bought drugs. He's a drug dealer.
Hey, man.
He's a legal drug dealer.
You got to do your research. There may be a cure for cancer soon.
Oh.
Could be huge. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, that's all you better say.
That's all I'm going to say.
Amazing.
But so the broker's giving me all this info on how I should diversify and stuff. And I'm like, hey, man, I'm young. Put it on black and let it ride.
There you go. That's it. You got to play the market like you're in AC.
Hell
like
yeah.
Like you're in Atlantic City, man.
I'm like, what?
Spin the wheel. Come on.
What am I saving for? Put it on black and let it ride.
All right. Come on. I'm splitting.
Right.
I got an 11. Double down.
Double down.
That's it, man.
Yeah, I got to check my numbers in a minute here.
Oh.
I'll check my numbers. I won't tell you what stocks I have, but...
I have to check my after-hours trading, Opie. I'm not done yet.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not trading anything.
You had a pretty serious day. Yeah.
I'm done. Nice.
It's so funny that everyone gives you stock tips, though. It's hilarious. It looks like everyone else is checking their numbers. I can't get in. That's all right.
Yeah. What a piss of
that. I think E-Trade should pay for that commercial we just did, because now we can't get on their website.
Damn.
All right. And let's try to move on to other things here today.
We'll take a whack at it.
I'm in shock.
Come on.
The biggest news story of the day, screw the Time Warner AOL merger. That little thing. Who cares? There's other things to talk about.
Yeah.
Donald Trump breaking up with a supermodel.
Hmm. What's her name?
Is he on crack?
Melania?
We've all seen the pictures in the paper. How do you dump that?
Melania.
How do you dump that?
I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Tell me he got tired of that.
No.
Is it just like you and I where you just get tired of the same old game?
Oh, my God, Opie.
Oh, we're going to make believe that's not going on in people's heads right now?
Opie, my God, what are you talking about?
Want to take a stock tip? Is this our Dave? What happened to our Dave?
Yeah, what happened to Stockbroker Dave?
What happened to Stockbroker Dave, our
pal? This is not Stockbroker Dave.
All right, Dave, what's up?
But my father's a broker, and I have a great stock to suggest. If you want to check its yearly chart, it's gone up exponentially.
Well, we don't... I don't know what the rules are here.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say it over here.
I don't either.
Yeah, we better...
Like, I know those stock shows, they have those disclaimers about, like, you know, anything you hear on this show, we don't blah, 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 blah. And then
if you want, I can give the spaz and give it to you guys off the air.
Well, we better handle this off the air there, Dave.
Yeah, do that. I don't even know what the rules are. We're just a mess.
We better hand, you know...
Better safe than sorry, Opie.
Right.
Let's see.
You know how that is.
I own three stocks.
All we need is the
and I'm allowed to
trade
say,
commission on our stock.
I can say this, right? I own three stocks.
You could say three, yes.
First one went up 2 5/8 today.
Very nice.
Second one. I've been on a roll lately. Down 3/4.
You're not a player.
Not a player.
That's why you're... That's why you're...
No, see, this is why I had to diversify.
Now, Psycho Mark is looking like, oh, stocks. He's not a player.
Psycho Mark, you'll get into the stocks eventually. I guarantee it's not a snore fest.
Good one.
Just about everyone is trading.
Dividend check. Take us out to dinner.
Dividend.
Dividends.
You don't hold them. You don't hold them long enough to get a dividend check, man.
What are you crazy?
You gotta move them, shake them around a bit.
You gotta trade on the tick, my brother.
Throw out the old. Come on, bring in the new one.
Speaking of stocks, what about whatever happened to stock market?
Stockbroker Dave.
I don't know.
Disappeared.
Disappeared off the planet. Or?
If he's listening, you know, we'd love to hear from him.
Broadcast live from the stock market someday.
We were on the floor. It was awesome.
Maybe because he was such good friends with our old boss, he wants to sever any ties with us.
God, if there was one guy that could not stand our old boss, it was Stockbroker Dave, man.
There was an alleged incident of him being stuck with a check one evening after being invited out.
Yeah.
So he kind of felt bad, you know.
All right, we're not allowed to talk about tips on the air. That's coming down. That's fine. I don't care. I didn't say anything, did I, before?
Me
now
that.
I'm getting paranoid.
No.
Oh, okay.
Sell! Mortimer!
No, you don't know what it's about, man. Day trading... You know, selling on the 16th.
Oh, come on!
Like I make enough money to even.
And before you know it, you're so insane. You grab high powered rifles and you go into these places and just shoot everybody
office
up.
Office parks.
Yeah, into office parks. Remember that guy,
Mark?
Yeah. He was a day trader and he lost like $100,000 in like a day. And he went into the place that he was working at and just started shooting them up.
Mark,
here, sell this, you ass!
You got to jump on the bandwagon. College kids are doing this instead of studying. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Maybe I should stop buying those bags.
There was a story I read over the summer of high school kids that aren't old enough to trade, going to their friend that is old enough to trade to buy a stock for them.
Right.
And he's like a bookie.
Right. For school.
Yo, man, I need some Amazon. You got it. I'm hurting real bad.
All right, but we were talking about Trump, weren't we?
Yeah.
All right.
He dumped his supermodel girlfriend.
Someone has to explain the logic to this.
I will tell you exactly what happened.
To this one.
Obviously, he is making a serious run for the presidency.
Yeah.
No matter how silly we all think it is and the rest of this country thinks it is, he is seriously going to make a run for the presidency. She must have some friggin' baggage that he's got to dump this leggy wonder. You see the picture in the Daily News?
Yeah.
Where she's sprawled out on the presidential seal?
Across the presidential seal.
Those legs could go around you twice.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the size of them.
She must have a serious flaw somewhere in that body for him to dump her.
It's got to be that she, I don't know, gave a Hummer to Saddam Hussein during the Gulf War or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's got to be some skeleton in her closet.
Yeah, but is the presidency worth giving up that? That?
Well, when you look at what he's getting right now before he's president, and then you look at what Clinton gets as president, yeah, I don't know. You might want to hold on to this one.
And Clinton is a little better looking than Trump. So if Clinton is getting that fat pig Monica as president, can you imagine what Donald Trump's going to be getting?
Well, oh, my God.
God damn. Bob, what's up?
Hey, Yone, what's going on, man?
Hey.
You got this Trump thing all wrong. He was married to two of these women who took him to the cleaners twice already. He finally smartened up.
Well, he doesn't have to marry her.
Yeah, but she's probably hunting around for a ring. He said, screw this.
She's not hunting for anything. She's just there. She's...
Yeah, I mean, he's dumping her. When was the last time you saw Trump with an ugly girl? Every girl you see him with, she's always hot.
He's a cocky man, because how is he ever going to be this
cocky?
Oh, come on! Every picture you see of him in the papers, man, to die for.
He's got the cash. That's what it is.
We'll find another one.
He's not getting any younger. I mean, you got to, like, you know.
That doesn't matter.
You got to cash in eventually and say, you know what, it's not getting any better than this, so I'm going to stick with this one for a while.
You got the cash, you can get whatever you want.
I don't know.
Cash equals gash.
Exactly.
Remember that for what did we learn on the show today.
There you go.
All right, Bob. Thank you.
You guys are great, man. Take it easy.
Bye. Tim, you're next on the show. What's up?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
All right.
From what I heard in the news, the reason he dumped this luscious piece of ass was actually one of the reasons was she posed on that presidential seal in the magazine.
Yeah.
We were just talking about. And apparently Donald has felt that is inappropriate. And I think he also didn't want to. There was talk about how he's remember the Mile High Club with this girl, and I think he wants to be respectable. I'm saying he's never going to get a. Well, he will get a girl that good looking, but Jesus Christ.
The deal is Donald Trump as president, that's a goof.
Wouldn't it be great to have a first lady who looks like that? Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. Imagine that.
Hell to the chief and his wife.
You just imagine what goes on in the Lincoln bedroom.
To be nothing would get done for this country.
Yeah. He's just, excuse me, I'm banging my girl here.
Right, all our foreign interests would,
Well, that's a way to, it might work in our favor, though. He invites over these foreign dignitaries, and whatever he wants, he's like, I'll let you see her naked. You know, they parade her into the Rose Garden. She drops her clothes.
Oh, whatever you want, whatever.
And she has hot friends.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you see all the leaders of the world walking around with supermodels, all happy. They're all patting each other on the back and high-fiving. Before you know it, there's peace on earth. Peace of ass on earth. He's got a plan. For God's sake, I'm voting for him.
You know, they're having those Middle East peace talks.
Yeah.
Where the hell are they doing that? Like in the middle of Virginia or something? Is that the truth? Nowhere down there, right?
Why here?
You know what would solve that whole thing? You just get a bunch of broads.
Hey,
do it in a strip club. They'll sign anything.
All kinds of foreign currency going into the G-strings. Before you know it, they're all drunk pals.
Right.
What are we arguing about?
Mike, what's up?
Hey, you go up and down the city, you see the most horrible-looking guys with the most beautiful girls. And it's usually one or two things. It's money or it's something big in the pants, and it's never something big in the pants. It's always just the money.
Well, Ant said it. Cash equals gash.
Oh, man. You know, a 10 is a 2 with $8 million, you know?
Yeah, there you go. All right, thank you, man.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
I mean, when he walked out at the Belmont Stakes, when I went there and saw him and this chick, like live, we walked out onto the little balcony thing, and everyone's just booing the Donald. And then they're like, you know, catcalling, whistling at this chick. She's gorgeous.
He has to be gay.
What?
Has to be gay.
I don't know about that.
Why would you, like, even care about the presidency if you got that?
He probably told her, lay low, I'll still hook you up and stuff. I'll come over occasionally, bang you. I'll hook you up in a place. And then if I win the presidency, you know, you move right in. Then I'm president, and no one could do anything about it. You know?
But he's not going to be president.
I know, but then after he's not the president, then he's like, I'm still banging her anyway.
I'm sick of the papers reporting this as this is a serious thing that could possibly happen. It's not going to happen.
Donald Trump for president. Nah, it ain't going to happen. Everyone knows that. It's going to be George W. Bush. President, just like my father. Going to be president. That's it. He's the guy.
Georgie?
You think it's going to be Bradley?
You said? No, Bradley's hurting the polls lately.
He's hurting in the chest, too. He had those chest pains.
I think, he had the chest pains, and all of a sudden his ratings dropped.
See what happens? People want a healthy prez.
Your heart's okay, right, Ann? We don't want our ratings dropping.
Not quite.
Okay.
I stopped smoking.
Yeah, I saw that.
See?
I'm amazed.
What?
Just amazed. How you could do that?
I was smoking a lot, man.
And picks up like these habits that are like just really bad, and then like all of a sudden you just like you quit like cold turkey, like it's no big deal.
You gotta do that. You know, the heroin was the hardest. God, I'm kidding. But no, the butts. It was harder this time than it was last time. Like last time, I just stopped.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, like, I had a little crisis at the Hooters place.
We saw that.
I was puffing there.
We were laughing at you. Like, yeah.
I was like, okay. Yeah.
Yes. But,
come on, it was festive. We're partying drunk.
I don't give a crap. Smoke until you get a black lung. I could care less.
As long as you can continue doing voices.
Why is a black lung bad?
All right, let's take a break. And we'll be back. A lot of phone calls coming in, so we'll talk to you guys next. Stay there.
Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, can we get these illiterates off the air, please?
We suck.
If I wasn't on it, I wouldn't listen.
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's the O&A show.
Hey,
it's your show. We encourage you guys to call and help us out. That means we don't have to work as hard. We get our best stuff from you guys. Keep it coming. Phone line 212-757-1027. Jeremy's on line 9. Jeremy, what's up?
How's it going, guys?
Hey. All right.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you guys. I'm getting my Tuesday night Hummer tonight.
Are you really?
Hell yeah.
How do you know for sure?
Because I told her about the Hummer. She doesn't heard the show yet, but I told her about the Hummer.
Right.
And she's game.
She's game to make you a member of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club.
Yeah, but she said there's conditions. I have to be driving while it goes on.
Ah, little roadhead. Nothing wrong with that.
Little roadhead. And she said she's deep-throating until she licks the taint.
Holy smokes.
Hell yeah. I got it going on tonight.
All right, Jeremy.
Oh, boy.
Congratulations.
Thanks, man. No, thank you.
All right, man.
Thank you very much.
We got to play another Tuesday Night Hummer song. Where's that? Where's the quickie? Let me read the facts while you get that. I think it's on the left side there. Dear O&A, I'm not sure that anybody has ever complained about your Tuesday Night Hummer Club, but here goes. My girlfriend decided to give me a back rub last night.
Mm-hmm.
Key to the story.
Back rub last night.
Last night. After dinner with a bottle of wine. Sounding good, right, Ant?
Yeah.
When she went for the foot rub, I had a pretty good idea of what was next. It was pretty late, and she had a long car ride home. When she started to leave, I asked why she had stopped and didn't finish the deed. Her reply, it's not Tuesday.
Oh, no.
You guys suck.
Oh, what a cop out.
A lot of the ladies holding out, Anthony, for Tuesday.
Yeah.
See, it's backfiring once again in your pals' faces.
I think she was using it as an excuse, Opie.
All right.
That's what I think.
P.S. Are you going to do a Super Bowl party and give away... Are you going to do a Super Bowl party and give away like last year? I want another chance to win a big screen TV. I was runner-up last year. Well, we decide not to do what we did last year.
No.
Nothing against the party we went to, but we felt... very out of place, Anthony.
Yeah, kind
of
weird. Last year, they sent us to people's houses. Like, that's me and Opie. Opie and I went to a house. A guy won a big screen TV and a Super Bowl party sponsored by us, plus us as guests at his party.
Yeah.
So we pull up to the house.
And trust me, that's no treat to have us.
Yeah, nice enough people and everything. We go in, but just picture this, Super Bowl Sunday. Leave your house. Walk to a house where you don't know anyone.
But there's a lot of cars and you know there's a real good party going on inside.
Knock on the door and go, hey, what's up? And then walk in. It's a little awkward.
And then try to get along with the people and stuff.
Yeah. And like, there was a couple of people I could talk to and everything, you know, but I just felt, I don't know.
We had a good time.
Yeah.
But see, I mean, no one could... I guess one of the problems is that, you know, we were the big prize... And a year ago, no one really cared.
Yeah.
So we showed up as the big prize, and I swear to God, there had to be, 50, 60 people in this house?
Yeah.
40 of them easily had no freaking clue who we were and could care less. And most of them were like, why are they here?
Which, you know, is fine. I mean, you know, who the hell are we?
Right.
But which is silly enough. Like, even now, who the hell cares?
Right, but they were very nice to us.
Yeah.
They treated us well.
Although I left, we left at halftime, didn't we?
Like third quarter, yeah.
Did we leave at third quarter?
Yeah.
I thought it was halftime. All of a sudden, I ate some Swedish meatballs over there.
Right.
And, oh, my God, I was percolating. I was driving, I swear, I was supposed to go out to my mom's house out east.
Yeah.
I stepped on the gas. I was racing to get home. I had to just go home. My stomach hurt so bad. Came out the same way they went in. Swedish meatball.
Like Benoit balls.
Like a tennis ball launcher. It's terrible.
So I guess we're not going to be doing that this year.
No.
I think we're trying to, like, throw a huge Super Bowl bash.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a much more our style.
My family's having a party. I'm going to want to party with my family's.
Can we broadcast from your family's
Yeah,
Super Bowl
let's
party?
Do that.
That could be a lot of fun.
We'll do that.
All right.
Now, we'll see what happens. We might throw something together.
Yeah, we're going to try to figure it out, like everything else on this show.
Never know. We had some great ideas today in our little brainstorming session.
Yes, we did.
Upcoming things for the rest of the year that I think people will enjoy.
Yeah, we're starting to actually prep for our show.
Don't get carried away. Slow down.
Slow down. Or yeah. Actually trying to start to put some thought into what we do.
Yeah, a couple of minutes a day.
Yeah.
Trying to think things out a little bit, maybe. But I came up with a few things I think might be fun this year.
Yeah, we don't want to pop them yet.
No.
But the funny thing is, we're having these brainstorming meetings like once a week, and we want everyone to come to the
table. Don't you need a brain for brainstorming?
Well, yeah. But,
there's plenty of storm going on in there, not much brain.
And we told everyone that's involved in these meetings to come to the table with some ideas that we could throw around.
Yeah.
And Spaz is hilarious. He was so excited. Like, he found out that we were having this meeting a week ago, and he couldn't wait to tell everyone his idea.
He was so happy that he was in the meeting, and he's got his little notebook out and everything. He, like, opened up his little notebook, and he's taking little notes and everything, and he had his idea written down. Now, everyone's throwing ideas left and right about what we want
to
do.
I hate to stop you.
Yeah.
There's a guy that on line 3, because we'll get right back to what you're saying.
Yeah.
That was at the Super Bowl party last year that we attended.
Oh, really?
John, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
You don't like my girlfriend's Swedish meatballs?
Those things, man. It was like I was a Gatling gun when I went home.
We had fun, but no one really cared. You know what I mean?
Were they really that bad?
No, I don't want you guys to be pissed at us. You guys were completely fine, but it was like kind
of... A little awkward.
It was awkward for everyone. Because, I mean, most of the people didn't even know who we were.
Well, they did know who you were. Just, you know... There's a lot of people don't listen to your show.
How many times have you guys played the tape of Ant and I just watching the Super Bowl?
About 50 times. Like, after everybody knew, you know, like, you guys are so famous, they kept playing.
They put a camera in the corner. I found this a little awkward, because then I felt like I had to do stuff, because I knew, like, they would show this tape a million times. And these people have a tape that's got to be 2 hours long, and all it is Ant and I sitting on the couch watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah, with the rest of the people.
So, can we talk by any chance about that girl, Jamie, who called up earlier?
Jamie?
Can we touch on that or no?
Which one was she again?
What?
Oh, she was the black chick that wasn't black.
Oh, the Hispanic one?
She had to be black. But by the way she talked, you know, she had the accent. She was black.
Right.
You just tell.
All right, John.
And what was I going to say? I live in Armonk, New York. My name is Rob.
All right. What?
Huh?
I didn't get that part.
I don't either.
Is he tricking us, Ant?
I don't know. I hate when people trick you and then hang up before you hear what they said.
Right.
Like, if you want to trick us, you could stay on the line. It's okay.
Was there a Baba Booey in there and we missed it?
I don't think so.
Okay. Anyway, so we were doing the brainstorming, where everyone had to come to the table with some ideas, and like we said, Spaz, very excited. Couldn't wait to tell everyone his idea, right?
Yeah, his notebook and everything. He was very excited to even be part of the meeting, you know? And we're all throwing around some ideas, having some laughs, talking about what we want to do in the upcoming year on the Opie and Anthony show. And then we're pretty much done with it.
And we finally go, well, Spaz, do you have any ideas? And this is after like an hour of like, oh, my God, that's a great idea. We can do this, blah, blah. We're all freaking out. Yeah. Everything that was mentioned. And Spaz goes, well, yeah, I got an idea.
And it's very exciting, too, because some of these ideas that we're putting forth for the Opie and Anthony show, huge things.
Yeah.
It's not just like these little things. I mean, big things, because now it seems we have cautious optimism that we are being backed by the new regime here in place at WNEW. There will be some money behind the show and some sponsorships, and we'll be able to go out and do some fun stuff in the upcoming year.
I'll believe it if they get our CD out, which they're working on as we speak.
Very good.
All
right. So Spaz, end of the meeting, it's like, oh, and Spaz, do you have an idea?
Yeah.
Thumbs through his little notebook,
finds his little idea page.
8-man Fight Club elimination.
Tournament.
Like what?
Yeah, we get like...
And I think he meant listeners.
Wait, get him in here.
Like, did he mean just us?
He wanted... There's about 8 people that are regulars on the show. And he wanted an 8-man...
Look how bad he feels.
Come on, Spaz.
I didn't think it was a good idea, but it's the best one I had of all the ones I'd written down.
What were some of the other
ones? I want some of the other ones. Come on, right now.
It's in my little notebook.
All right, get your little notebook, man.
Get
your little notebook.
I got to hear the ones you rejected.
8. He's running down the hall. Go see who's on the warm line. It might be someone.
8-man Fight Club Elimination Tournament.
So basically, he wanted...
He wants us to brawl.
And he's saying this in front of the new bosses, and we're like, shut up.
Oh.
Fight Club doesn't exist. Shut up.
Don't talk about Fight Club.
Because everyone's like, the new guys are like, what's Fight Club about?
Nothing. Bit.
It's no big deal.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's something we stage, so Dave Hinckley writes about it.
Yeah, that we're actually kicking each other's asses here in the studio.
Ass. Hinckley. So basically, yeah, he wanted a tournament set up to see who's the strongest guy on the show. All right, here's a
little Daily Show Daily Planner.
Yeah.
From the Daily Show.
Okay, Spaz.
I figured this would help me get a little bit more in sync with the show.
There you go.
Very good. So these are the ideas that you were too scared to mention.
Yeah, because I didn't think they were that good as the Fight Club tournament one.
You're really proud of the 8-man elimination Fight Club tournament.
Yeah.
Well, for now, yeah.
Okay.
Other ideas had was the Opie and Anthony dating game.
All right.
Well, can you explain the Opie and Anthony dating game?
How does it work?
I was thinking about this on a train ride in. I don't know. I was thinking about, instead of having the standard of asking questions,
right,
we just have like a really hot girl here and have 3 guys just do like something like, I don't know, like think of something crazy and training me.
All right. You acknowledge the train. We got to stop the train. Okay.
Yeah. Just have something. Just think I'm crazy. We had to brainstorm about it, but that I just came up with the basic idea for it.
Dating game. That hasn't been done on the radio before.
Okay. Remake of the Tom Likas opener.
Likas, I don't think he's going to be working here much longer, yeah. So
okay.
That's stupid, too.
Yeah.
What else?
My next stupid one is boob weightlifting.
Boob weightlifting.
Boob weightlifting.
Yeah, just tie little harnesses to their boobs and just have them lift.
Well, we did the penis weightlifting.
So I figured include women in this and boob.
I don't think ladies' boobs are as strong as a guy's junk.
Come on!
Oh, okay. He's getting a little angry. That turning down his ideas.
Come on!
Boob weightlifting?
Yeah.
Okay.
And who is the gayest person on the Opie and Anthony show?
That was...
That's
been done on another radio show?
Okay. lesbian guess the gash.
What?
What's lesbian guess the gash?
Okay, I was thinking about lining 5 women up here and have a 6th one on the side to taste.
All right, be careful.
Hold on. But one of those 5 would be a person that she knows, so she could pick out the person that she knows and she could taste.
I saw that on the HBO sex show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where they show all the sex shows from all over the world.
Uh-huh.
But pretty good idea, okay?
And
there was another one done like that, another show I saw.
Another show,
yeah,
had a similar idea. Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to come up with original ideas and stuff. We understand.
And one more to fine-tune if we do a Valentine's Day show.
Yeah.
Just to fine-tune last year's. Not that it needed fine-tuning. But what would a loser do for a date? And to qualify, you have to have a pathetic story and do something crazy and stupid.
That is what we did last
That's
year.
That's exactly what we
exactly.
did. No, but it wasn't.
But we got too drunk, so we couldn't like.
We couldn't even do our own contest.
We couldn't see it all the way through because we were too busy, like you know, flirting with chicks and getting hammered.
Come on!
That's what we were supposed to do that last year. I know. Remember?
All right. Like, what time is it? Oh, it's 7. The show's over. Blah. We're all drunk.
Right. Sorry, Spaz. Go ahead.
Those are my ideas.
Okay.
They're all right. Not very good ones.
Anyway. That's okay. You're working on them. That's what counts. One of these days, you'll rattle one off out of that book, and we'll go, oh, that's a great idea.
I hope so.
Okay. The phones need answering.
Yeah.
I'm here for
it. Wait, someone thinks one of your ideas is funny. Hold on. Chris.
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up?
How you doing, man?
All right.
Yo, dude, you got to do that.
Which one?
The one of the boob weightlifting?
The boob weightlifting.
Oh, man, if you guys do that, I swear to God, I'll make the harnesses myself.
Oh, I remember, Chris. Right. It's not going to happen. Girls can lift stuff from their boobs like guys can lift stuff from their junk.
Yeah.
So, all right, Chris.
All right, yo.
You have a fan out there. What?
No, I was going to ask you a question. Yo, so what do you think of that sculpture? You still want the other one?
The what?
The sculpture, man. Remember the club with the seal?
Oh, yeah. Send it in.
Huh?
Send it in.
No, I already sent it in. I said, do you want the other one?
Send the other one in.
Oh, my
All
God.
Right, man.
You're
later.
Talking about something no one knows what you're talking about, Chris.
Remember I brought in the club with the seal?
We know.
All right. Now, do you want the other one about the rusty trombone? You still want that?
Send whatever you want in there, Chris.
All right, whatever.
All right.
Later.
And you want to talk to your stepfather?
As long as he's not going to yell at me, I'm going to get right up front. If he starts yelling, you hang up on him. Hey, Sal.
Yeah.
You're not going to start yelling at me, are you?
No yelling.
Oh, okay.
This is a good call.
I've instructed Opie, if you start yelling at me, he has to hang up on you.
Well, this is really directed at Opie, so I feel bad he doesn't have any place to go for Super Bowl. And since you're coming, why doesn't he and Sandy, why don't they come?
Oh, really?
I've been invited to one of Anthony's functions.
Wow, look at that.
Actually, I did a wedding.
Thought that was pretty good, huh?
I like that. I've heard stories. They're legendary, your Super Bowl party, Sal.
Oh, yeah. We haven't had one in a while.
You're supposed to have like 40 people there and stuff?
Yeah, that's going to
be sick.
Telling.
All right. Sal's footing the bill.
Well,
I like that.
Sal, if we're not doing a live broadcast, I'm there.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, sounds good to me. You get directions from Anthony.
Yes, he gets directions from Anthony.
I'm just pulling up to Apollo here.
Uh-oh, tell the guys I said hi.
You want to come help me do the contract?
No, God, I remember that. I used to work there, and Sal used to have to negotiate the contracts with my boss and stuff. It was pretty awkward. It's like, oh, geez, I got a quarter. Tell the guys I said hi, though.
I will. I'll tell them to turn on the radio so they're not going to listen to me anyway, so.
All right, Sal.
All right.
Tell my mommy I said hi.
I certainly will.
All right.
But you're definitely coming. I heard you on the air. I taped it.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay.
All right, Sal.
Bye, Sal.
Okay, bye.
Nice to know you guys are getting along these days.
Oh, yeah. We all made up. Everything's fine now.
Right.
They understand.
Right.
And so do I. Sort of.
Fernando.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
Yo, did you see Mankind when he did the Cactus Jack gun thing?
No.
You didn't see that? After he hit Triple H with that top on the board?
Yeah.
He goes, he did the bang bang thing.
Oh, alright, cool. Thanks.
Yeah, man.
Wrestling, I don't know. I don't know much about wrestling, so.
You people are out of your freaking minds, man.
Everyone's decided to come up with ideas for our radio show. Jasper.
All right, we have to put them on the air.
Jasper.
How you doing?
All right.
Come on, that'd be a great show. You get one of the hosts come in and see who has the shortest penis on the Opie and Anthony show. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Very good,
on,
Jasper.
Hey, I got a quick joke.
Yeah.
Black guy and a Spanish guy in the backseat of a car. Who's driving?
Cop.
All right.
All right.
Oh, man. We better take a break.
Yes.
Did we accomplish anything with that break yet?
Oh, plenty.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait to the end of the show to do what did we learn on the Opie and Anthony show segment to see what we learned.
That's when we truly know we
made an impact.
We got things accomplished today.
It makes me sleep better at night. Just that segment. Yeah. Knowing that people are learning things from our show.
There you go. All right.
And the Valium.
I want to talk about sleep sex next.
Sleep sex.
Yeah. Great article in one of the men's magazines.
Hmm.
I'm not sure if it was Maxim or Details or Stuff.
I'm sure they love that.
I know.
I'm sure the people at Details love the fact that you can't distinguish them from Maxim.
Or vice versa.
Or vice versa.
Well, maybe because the editor-in-chief worked at both places, so it's a little confusing.
When's he going to come in here again?
I don't know. We got to call him up. Our buddy Mark from Details. Mark Golan.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Grown men jumping all over each other.
Okay, terrific.
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW.
It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
Hope you're enjoying the festivities today.
Absolutely.
Jets were sold today. It's official.
So,
I guess the NFL has to approve the deal, but the Jets were sold to Johnson & Johnson.
Johnson.
Wood Johnson the Fourth.
Wood Johnson.
Robert Wood Johnson the Fourth.
Is that a joke?
Swear to God.
Come on, little joke.
Heir to the heir. I said hair.
Hair.
Heir to the Johnson & Johnson pharmaceutical empire for nearly $635 million.
Wood Johnson.
Pending league approval, Anthony.
I wonder how Dick Johnson feels about that, being slighted.
And what about Harry?
Harry Johnson?
Did they even ask Harry before they gave it to Robert Wood?
I don't know. And then poor little Pecker Johnson, the youngest of the Johnsons. All right, what does it mean for the Jets?
What does it mean? Stability, Anthony, I believe. A little stability for the club.
I guess it's better than having a dead guy run it.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's always good if your owner's living and breathing.
Wonder what this means for Parcells.
Oh, please. Big raise. He's coming
huge.
Back as coach. Come on.
They'll offer him up some huge slice of cakeage.
Without a doubt.
And he'll be in.
He'll be in. He'll look like the hero.
God damn, is he a genius?
He can't lose next year. Even if the Jets go 3-13, he can go, hey, I came back to try to help the team. I wanted to retire.
You brought me back.
But I had to come back because there was no one else to do
now
the job.
Now I'm leaving for good.
Now I'm leaving for CBS to do their play-by-play.
Yeah.
Their color commentary, as you will. Now, I think he's coming back.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
And then who was voted into the Hall of Fame today? Fisk and who else? Was it Perez? Did Perez make it after all? Pudge and Perez make up Class of 2000 Hall of Fame, Anthony?
Very excited. You got to give them a lot of credit.
Care?
Can't believe we're going to be taking your calls on Johnson & Johnson buying the Jets. How would this affect the Q-tip? Taking your calls. I use the Q-tips all the time now, Maggie. You're cleaning the ears out.
Yeah.
I use the Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
Now, how is this going to affect? Are they going to be, I turn them green? Is it going to be Jets green? How can I tell what color the wax is in my ears? If they change the cotton on the cotton swabs to Jet Green. Taking a call there, Maggie.
That's right, Doug. All right. Yeah, let them discuss what it means.
Who cares?
What does it all mean?
What does it mean, Maggie? I mean in the life.
I'll tell you what it means, Mad Dog. It means that our ticket prices are going up once again. They'll find some excuse to raise tickets once again this year.
I'm going to be there on a cotton ball day. Johnson & Johnson, they throw out cotton balls to the crowd. Or corn removers. Johnson & Johnson corn remover day at the Jet game.
There you go. Trying to see what else is going on in the news. Angie Everhart was here.
Was she here?
Yeah, Stallone's old squeeze.
Yeah?
What is she, in Playboy or something? What's the deal with that? She's doing a spread in Playboy?
Yeah, she did a spread on my bed a while ago.
Yes, lie.
Better than Adrian, I gotta tell you that much.
Did you crap on her?
Oh, yeah, I appreciate doing that kind of thing, you know, like crapping on people.
Yeah.
I usually crawl underneath the glass table and have them, like, crap on my face. Mm-hmm. Crap on me, Mickey! Mickey, crap on me!
Well, if you don't know the story, there's
I was like a boxer and I met her and she was real ugly, you know?
Yeah.
And then I started winning fights and she came up and got off. Oh, wait, that was Adrian.
Yeah. There were three hookers.
Yeah.
Ex-hookers from Hollywood that wrote a book, and they named names and stuff, and they named Sylvester Stallone, and they swear it's true.
Yeah.
We cannot confirm on this radio show.
No, but it's in that book.
It's in that book. I'll get the name.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't have it on me now. Sylvester Stallone liked crapping onto glass tables.
No, I like...
Oh, no.
I like
okay, I'm sorry.
Under the table.
I'm sorry. I got the details wrong. I'm sorry.
I'll come over there.
I was saying that so casually. Can you imagine someone in their car like, what? How could you just casually say that? No, okay. No, Sylvester Stallone was under the table.
I was under the table.
The glass table.
And the broad would be on top and take a dump on my face. Yeah.
Well,
Mickey!
On top of the glass table and he would be under it. Yeah. According to this book from an ex-hooker in L.A.
You ain't never seen nothing like it, I'll tell you that much.
Imagine that. Well, that's got to be some view.
That's why all my glass tables have, like, windshield wipers on. And, like the spray that comes out, wipes it clean.
That's just beyond bizarre.
Miggy, clap on me, Miggy!
And, so Angie Everhart was here.
Yeah.
She was on the Radio Chick show. Gotta say, she's not that hot.
No?
Ben, you saw her? Hot?
Yeah, she's hot.
Oh, she's hot?
I don't know. It's all right. It's not ugly or anything, but I was expecting much better.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see her. Any pics?
Everyone was in that, like, studio behind you.
Oh, where the Scooby-Doo eyes come from behind the glass?
Yeah. It's so funny. We got pretty much, like, a room people could go in, and you can't tell if you're being stared at from that other room.
Yeah.
So everybody was piled in there taking a look at her.
Freaking people around here.
Wasn't that impressed.
No, huh?
Not really.
I got to see a picture.
Mike Adams was drooling, really?
Yeah, he was going crazy.
Well, I hear the spread is unbelievable. But
that's my...
I hear the spread is unbelievable, but they could do miracles in the...
A little airbrushing and
all
stuff?
All that stuff.
A little nip and tuck here with the old digital manipulator.
She's all right. Oh, here it is. Sleep sex, Anthony.
Sleep sex.
It was details. Fine magazine that we like to read.
Yes.
You think this is true?
What?
A few lucky men combine two of life's greatest pleasures, sex and sleep. When a 41-year-old Silicon Valley executive woke up one morning, he was well into his wife. And it wasn't his first such lewd awakening. For 15 years, he's been a sleep sexer, what sleep experts call men who get busy when they're asleep. One time, my wife told me I placed myself in front of her face. I phrased my request in a way I normally wouldn't, says Sam. Says Sam, not his real name. It struck me as being a little impolite. Just a tad.
Probably, you know.
Suck my...
Yeah, sound improbable? It's not even uncommon. According to Dr. David Blah Blah, head of Blah Blah... I hate when they do that in articles. Dr. David Saul Rosenfeld, head of the Kaiser Permanente Sleep Clinic in L.A.
Care!
Right. Whose recently published sleep sex study was prompted by a woman who noticed her rather staid boyfriend was unusually kinky and aggressive during their early morning sessions, often biting and talking dirty, Anthony. She loved it.
Yeah.
Until she noticed he was snoring and wasn't remembering a lick of it later.
A lick.
It's part of what Mark Mahowald, M.D. at the... MD professor of neurology at the University of blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Right. Calls... confusional arousal, a state somewhere between confusional arousal, a state somewhere between sleep and wakefulness.
I've never heard the word confusional.
C-O-N-F-U-S-I-O-N-A-L, right? Confusional? Has to be. I guess only guys do this.
All right.
I'm trying to say. It happens in males that are particularly common. It's common in guys who are sleep-deprived or have a history of sleepwalking.
Hmm.
My hubby does sleep sex.
There you go.
Let's see. Cheryl.
Hello.
Your husband does sleep sex?
Yes, he does.
Really?
And I like when he sleeps. I tell him to go to sleep more often.
Why? Is he just a completely different person?
Yeah, actually, when I first met him, I was really into him. So one night I snuck over his house at like 2 o'clock in the morning. I figured I'd surprise him. You know, I walked him with just a negligee on and stuff. And we had sex. And then the next day I was talking to him, and he didn't even know we did it. So he said I was sleeping through it, so I figured he was probably drunk or something. So then now we're married, and one night I just woke up, and he was there. He was on top of me. And it was completely different.
Wow.
And he was talking dirty, and it was like rough. It was like a whole different person. And then I was talking to him about it the next day, and he said, "Sean, I have no idea what you're talking about." He says, "I don't remember any of this."
Yeah.
And now all I got to do is lean over and just touch him in his private part, and he's there in a second.
No kidding.
Jesus.
No kidding.
Sleep sex.
I can do it every night if I want.
That's wild. Does he ever go too far, though, and really get just over the top wild? And then he could use that as an excuse that, hey, I don't remember that. I was sleep sexing.
No, actually, it's more wild than normal only because it's he's a little bit more aggressive.
Right.
And he'll even talk, and he'll talk dirty and everything.
Right.
But it's never gotten to the point where I've had to stop him, you know. And it's not really a long time either. It's basically just until he gets to the to it when he's finished.
Right.
But it's so good though that it doesn't matter to me, you know.
Right.
But and I've been married to him for almost 10 years, and if I wanted to, I could do it every single night.
All right. Well, I guess it's happening then. Thank you,
yes,
Cheryl.
It is. You're welcome.
All right. Because Mark Golan has a way of kind of sneaking some fake stories every once in a while.
Yeah.
To see if anyone would, you know, believe it.
Is paying attention.
I don't think he does it anymore.
I would believe it. Maybe not to that extent. Yeah, I'd believe it. Because you've never woke up in the middle of the night and you were doing things to your chick?
What happens, I just take all my clothes off while I'm sleeping. I wake up in just a wild state sometimes.
What, do you sleep in little jammies, LP?
Yeah, I do, Anthony.
Do you?
Oh, okay. No, I don't, idiot.
Well, how can
what,
you
sleep in the nude? You sleep in your jeans and your freaking leather coat? How do you sleep?
Well, you're saying you take your clothes off in your sleep.
Yeah, I got like whatever, sweats, long johns.
Oh, so you're in bed.
Yeah.
And you're wearing sweats and long johns.
And then all of a sudden, I don't know if it's a dream I'm having or not, but all of a sudden I'll just get freaky and just like...
Get freaky.
Get naked and then... You know, hope to get something going on. And
maybe that's the problem. Maybe you're wearing too many clothes to bed to get laid off. Jesus Christ. What, do you go to bed dressed like Kenny from South Park?
Come on, Sammy.
I didn't say I had a problem with my sex life, Anthony.
No, okay. No, I'm usually...
I think like every guy out there, I want more and more and more, but it's not
okay.
Like it's not like it's completely dried up there.
It was just weird. I didn't know you went to sleep clothed like that.
Yeah, I can't... Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
A lot of guys sleep naked. I can, but...
I was wondering. That's all. All
right.
So after sex, what do? You get dressed again?
No, it depends when it happened.
Like it's nighttime, right? You go to bed, you're fiddling around a little bit, you get into some sex, you finish.
If I pass out, then yeah, whatever. Then I don't need to get my clothes back on. No,
but then like there will be times you'll just like get dressed.
Yeah.
Okay, no. All right.
This guy wants to abuse us. Vin, what's up?
Yeah, guys, big fans of your show, but I'm real let down the way you're ripping Angie Everhart just because Stern got a date with her.
We're ripping her for that.
Dude, honestly...
She's ugly?
She's all right. She's all right.
She's
I didn't see her.
Model.
I didn't see her, so I don't even have a comment.
I've made out with better than that.
You would throw her out of bed.
I didn't say I would throw out her bed, but it's no big deal.
It's no big deal. It's a supermodel, man.
I don't put her in the supermodel category. What I saw today, I'm sorry.
All right.
And,
well,
and to be honest,
I don't know if it was a coincidence, but you know who she used to sleep with was Sly Stallone.
Have you been listening to our show?
Oh my God! What?
Dude, the fact is, we passed on her. There's nothing she's going to add to our radio show. We completely passed on her.
Guys, you let me down. I think she's hot.
I'm trying to realize.
I'm not Long Island Guidette, what you're used to, but...
Wait, Vin!
I'm trying to see how we let this guy down.
Yeah, Vin, why did we let you down? You think she's hot. A lot of people think she's hot. I looked at her and said, she's no big deal. That's life.
Yeah, but see, I understand. My point is that if Stern didn't ask her out or he didn't have her on, you guys wouldn't say this. And I'm a big fan of the show.
That's
I think
that's so...
That,
dude,
wow,
that is,
you're reaching there.
You're really reaching.
Am I?
You can call us out if you want, but you're reaching on that one. I'm serious. It's really no big deal.
All right. Hey, if I'm reaching, I apologize. But I feel like, just, you know, if she wasn't on his show, you guys are like, she was on here. She's so...
No.
Hot, blah, blah.
The fact is,
yeah, she's nothing special.
She was offered to us. I don't know, a few weeks ago, and we passed on her. We're like, there's nothing she could really offer to the show.
My bad, then. I apologize to you guys.
I'd rather have two girls in here that have never kissed before on the lesbian couch than hear her babble about nothing.
Nothing.
Hey, I agree with you there. I'd rather have that too, but I'm still saying she's hot. That's all.
She's not a dog. I was expecting, I don't know, better, I guess.
Understandable. All right. I've never seen her in real life, so I mean, I'll take you guys' word for it because everything you said in the last couple of years I've been listening to you has been true. So I'll take that.
Obviously, if I said, wow, she's a dog or ugly, duh, no. I mean,
then you're all right.
I mean, but I guess she's just not my type.
Okay. I'm taking it back, man. Jesus, get off my ass. You guys are running.
All right, Ben.
All right, take it easy.
Bye. Well, we got to talk to some of these people. This could get wild. Steven.
Yes, how are you guys?
Hey.
I got a story. You guys are just talking about doing things while people are sleeping, not realizing it.
Sleep sex, yes.
Well, my fiance, she does it in her sleep. One morning I woke up to her, you know, moaning. And her hand's moving under the covers. And so I, nosy, pull down the covers, and there she is doing her deed to herself.
Whoa. And she's completely asleep?
Completely asleep.
That is a major turn on.
So what I did is I pulled down her panties, and she's still asleep. All right,
be careful.
So he just, like, sees opportunity right there.
Were you able to work your way in or what?
Well,
so to speak.
I did the normal thing. I was nice at first, and then I pleasured her, you know.
All right, just be careful. So basically you joined in.
Yeah, and then I did the oral part.
Did she ever wake up?
Not at first, and then I just got too aroused, and I woke her up. I couldn't deal with it. She says, oh, I was sleeping. I wasn't doing nothing. So we went away on our vacation.
Yeah.
And there she is in a hotel room doing the same thing again.
Yeah.
So I said, that's it. I bought a video camera because we went on vacation.
Oh, man.
So I was sitting there videoing it. And then I'm doing what I have to do to her, and she has no clue. So finally, about 15 minutes later, I woke her up, and she's like, what are you doing? Get off me. I'm like, you started it. She's like, how? I played back the video. She's like, that's me?
Wow.
She had no clue.
Awesome. Very good.
You guys are great. Have a good time.
Thank you, Steven.
Bye.
All right, listen, we got to take a quick break. There's a ton of people on hold. All you guys on hold, stay right there. Everyone has a story about sleep sex, Anthony.
Yes.
Including Sean. Hold on, just to make sure he stays. Sean?
Yo!
We're going to you next. We got to take a quick break, though, all right?
All right, you got it.
All right. Sean swears he had anal sleep sex.
I wonder who the guy was. Oh, come on. I'm kidding. Stop.
All right.
Opie and Anthony.
Oh, those guys are fast!
1027 WNEW.
It's the Opie and Anthony Show on 1027 WNEW. Hey. So on the train last night, I have two choices, Anthony.
Yeah.
I can read all about the Time Warner AOL merger.
Yes. Big news.
Huge news. Huge merger.
Yeah.
It's going to pretty much affect every single person on this planet.
That much?
Pretty much. Close to it. Or I could read an article on sleep sex.
Opt for the sleep sex, yeah.
I opted for the sleep sex. I didn't really believe it, but the listeners are calling in like crazy saying, yeah, it's happening. Oh, yeah, it's sleep happening sex. All over the place. So let's continue the discussion, excuse me, with Sean. Now his phone sucks. Sean.
No.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm going to the car.
Okay.
This is worth it, man. Trust me.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm in.
What is this, okay. The Weather Channel live report from a hurricane?
Yeah, I sound like the news, man. Al Roker.
Why were you outside, man?
Because I had to get to another phone.
Oh, okay.
All right, so this is the story.
All right, you got to keep it really clean for the radio.
I'm trying. You know the story.
All right, use the balloon knot for the back door, you know, talking code.
Okay, you got it.
All right, go ahead.
About a month ago, this was, I was recently moving, so I had to stay on the couch. So my girlfriend stayed over, so we're both, how would you say it, in spoon position.
Right.
Okay, so she's sleeping. I didn't know it. So, you know, I'm working something out, and I said, why not get it in there?
All right, listen.
Okay, all right. Hold on, I'll clean up.
Wait, you don't understand what sleep sex is.
No.
The person that is asleep is the one that is trying to have sex. Yeah, I mean, what you're doing is basically raping.
Rape.
No. Listen, wait up.
You're having sex with your girlfriend that's unconscious.
She turns around.
Yeah.
I had a full session in one way, the regular way.
Right.
Then, towards the end, we worked towards the balloon knot.
All right.
She asked for it, so okay. I give it to her, right?
All right. Yeah, be careful, okay?
Okay. So, we wake up in the morning. I'm happier than a pig in crap, you know? So I talked to her about it, gloating. I said, yeah, you know, I gave it to you good last night, huh?
She's that fat, huh?
And she's, no, she's 5'7".
Listen to you, yeah, I gave it to you pretty good last night, didn't I?
Yeah, so I was proud of her.
Well, you did say pig and crap. Okay.
No, not at all.
All right.
5'7", blonde, 112 pounds. She runs for college on a scholarship, so picture the body.
Right.
So she turns around and tells me, what are you talking about? So we argue about it for 5 or 10 minutes. I finally look down. I got a little proof on me, so I show it to her. There she goes. She's good to go. She believes me. Because I got a...
Right,
it's a gravy stain. All right. I got the point. Later.
Oh, he didn't get the train.
Damn it. Everyone knows the train.
Claude, you're next on the show. What's up?
Yeah, what's up, guys? I had a friend who was sick in the hospital, and I had a sleepover, so I wouldn't sleep in the visitor's lounge, and it happens that I had a wet dream. So I wake up, it's about 10 in the morning, and there's like 10 people in the visitor's lounge, and they're all staring at me. I don't know what's up. Was I like humping the sofa?
Oh, my God. He was probably humping the sofa, yes.
I know. Sandy, let's try to get this on track. What's going on?
Hi. I have a sleep sex story. It's from a few years back.
Okay.
My ex-boyfriend, at the time, we had just started seeing each other, so we were kind of pretty hot and heavy, you know, the way it is in the beginning. And
I remember
he was very
days.
Sleep-deprived, because we used to stay up late a lot.
Yeah.
And one morning, one night, in the middle of the night, he rolls over, and he just started... His hands were everywhere.
Okay.
Okay. It must have lasted about 5 minutes, and I realized he was asleep, but it felt so good that I was, like, fine with it. He woke up, and he was so embarrassed by what he was doing that he tried to stop, and now he goes back to sleep, and I'm laying there, ready to go, and he's done. So I had to wake him back up and, like, make him finish.
Oh, that's funny.
It was pretty funny. It was the one and only time it ever happened to me.
All right, very good. But you enjoyed it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Why did you enjoy it? Because he was just like another person pretty much? Or
why didn't he enjoy it?
No, why did you enjoy it more than just the usual way? Because he was like, it seemed like a different person,
well,
seemed
yeah,
like he didn't know
what
he was doing.
There was nothing involved beforehand. There was no real kind of foreplay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just kind of like all there all at once, which was real different, you know?
Okay.
It was cool.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
You ever reach over, though, and you're like, you know.
Amy just hung up. We like hearing from the ladies. They could explain it a little better.
When you're totally asleep, kind of reach over and start, like,
da-da-da-da-da-da,
fiddling.
Mm-hmm. Petting the poodle, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, wake up. Oh, my God, what am I doing?
Petting the poodle. Petting the poodle. Chico wants to explain why sleep sex is better. Chico, what do you have?
Yeah, how you doing? Listen. I don't understand what's going on. Some people don't even know what sleep sex is all about. All right.
Hey, Chico, we're trying to guess races today.
Yeah, I understand that.
All right, let's see.
Right.
Could you talk a little more?
Yeah, sure. The thing is, when you live with a woman for 15 years, and then you get
all right,
home.
I got it. You're Irish.
Nah.
Ah, damn.
You're off. I'm Puerto Rican.
See? That was my second choice.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, all right. Whatever.
See, I guess you can't do that all the time,
man.
Guess someone's raced by their voice.
He totally sounded Irish. He didn't sound Puerto Rican at all.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Chico.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, Chico. That should have gave it away.
Even the name.
Damn. Yeah, man. You live with a woman for 15 years, right?
Yeah.
Now, women are the ones that are mostly complaining. But I don't hear really no guys complaining, right? Now, the thing is, they go in, and you get home from work all tired. You go to sleep, right? Now, you actually, when you get home, you're thinking you're going to find something beautiful. But after looking at all these women outside, and they got these beautiful figures, right? And this beautiful body, and you get home, and you see a 500-pound monkey with a mustache, you know, not want to have sex with them.
Oh, my God.
You understand what I'm saying?
A 500-pound monkey with a mustache.
Yeah, you know? So you get home. You sit, you go lay down, right?
Yeah.
After you do whatever you gotta do. Then you be dreaming about having sex with these beautiful women, so when you finally wake up, you're on top of a 500-pound monkey. That's what I'm saying.
It almost feels like that hot supermodel from the street, right? Okay.
Exactly.
Be careful with the cursing there.
Yeah,
bro.
So, I mean, you catch yourself, but after you're done, you're like, all right, no problem. Meanwhile, the monkey's thinking everything is fine. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You're thinking, oh, you know I was great, but when you get up in the morning and you finally realize what you've done, you're like, oh, my God, I did it again. And then the 500-pound monkey is having a whole bunch of little monkeys. All right, guys.
You're in hell, Chico, aren't you?
Take care.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
paid attention in the bar instead of like trying to pick up the women at 5 to 4 a.m. Joyce, you're next on the radio show. What's going on?
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Just want to tell you that sometimes I prefer that. I prefer like the middle of the night and to the middle of the day. Only because it's such a surprise. I'm expecting a baby. I'm 5 months pregnant, so I really have energy during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I come home from work. I go to sleep, whatever. And then all of a sudden, there's the surprise. Sometimes I initiate it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's but, much better.
But is one of either you or him completely asleep when it's going on?
He is completely out. Completely out. I'll wake up and I'll say, okay, let's see if I can get him started. Oh, doesn't right. take more than 30 seconds.
Wow.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, Joyce.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Kelly, you're next. Kelly.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Okay, well, first of all, this happens with me and my boyfriend all the time. And he's like the deepest sleeper, and he'll just wake up, he'll wake me up in the middle of the night, and he'll be, you know, like doing stuff to me. So, and I love it. But also, it's happened to me before where I've done it to my ex-boyfriend, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was, you know, like touching him.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know it. And the next day he woke me up and he was like, do you remember doing that last night? And I had no idea.
So
I think it happens to girls and guys.
That's so erotic, man.
Yeah, well, what can I say?
That rocks, right? Come on. Why is everyone laughing at me?
Oh, that's good.
All right, you guys, take it easy.
Thank you, Kelly.
Bye.
Bye. You don't think that's cool?
Awesome.
Chris, what's up?
Nothing. What's going on, guys?
All right, man.
Listen. One night, sleeping, wake up to my old lady moaning, groaning a little bit. She's having an orgasm right next to me. I'm not even touching her. She's not even touching herself. What do you think about that?
And she's completely asleep?
Totally asleep.
I'd love to check that out.
I mean, it was cool, but, you know, like, I wish I was in on it a little bit, you know?
Nah, man, you gotta sit back and just watch that. That doesn't come around every day. That's something you go, wow, I'm going to check this out.
You know. What are you going to do?
All right,
guys, I got to go.
Thank you, Chris.
Later.
Rob? Hey, Rob. Rob?
Yeah?
You're next on 1027 WNEW.
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right.
How's it going?
Good.
Opie, you were talking before about how you have to get dressed afterwards to go back to sleep.
No. Honestly, it was misinterpreted. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It all depends on what's going on.
Well, I don't know. I guess it's a little crazy, a little whacked out, but no matter what, I have to go to sleep with socks on.
Mm-hmm.
So even after like sex with my wife, I'll turn around. You know, even if I find myself just starting to pass out, I'll have to throw my socks back on. Like, my feet get dry. They drive me nuts if anybody touches my feet.
So
no matter what, even afterwards, I still got to get back up, throw the socks back on, and I can just go to bed, stark naked, just socks on. It's kind of odd waking up in the morning, going to make a pot of coffee with, you know, Big Jim and the Twins hanging out and wearing a pair of socks.
Jim and the Twins. Actually, you're twigging berries.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's funny, though. Thank you, Rob.
No problem.
He has to put his
take
socks
it easy,
on.
Guys.
All right. We'll take two more. We'd like hearing from the ladies. Kelly?
Yeah.
A lot of Kelly's checking in today. How are you?
Hey, all right. How you guys doing today?
Good. You got a sleep sex story?
Oh, God, yeah. My husband does this to me all the time. I was having this dream one night. I was on the Love Boat, and Captain Steubing was walking me around the Love Boat.
Oh, God.
And my husband's like... Yeah,
and Isaac, your bartender, gave you the high hard one?
No. He was...
Gopher started nibbling?
No. Listen. Captain Steubing is walking me around the Love Boat. My husband is diddling me while I'm asleep, and I look over at Captain Steubing, and he's got his hand on me, and he's working me.
Captain Harold Steubing. Did Julie, your cruise director, give you a blast of Coke and then go south?
You know, and I mean, I guess I started getting into it, and all of a sudden Captain Steubing turned into my cat. And I think that's because my husband was using, you know, the P word.
Right.
You know?
Captain Steubing on the Love Boat.
The next thing I know, I'm having sex with my cat on a Love Boat.
Give me some bald head.
That's funny.
You into that Meryl Steubing look? With his wacky little captain uniform and his big bald head.
Uniform.
All right, Kelly. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
It's one of those wacky dreams, though, that just goes all over the ball field.
Oh, some of those are pretty funny.
I hate those. Captain Steubing. Turns into the cat.
Yeah. And you don't think twice about it.
Right, in your dream.
Stupid dream.
You wake up like, oh, that makes sense. You want to tell the whole world, and then you start remembering details. And
wait a minute.
Oh, maybe I should keep this one to myself.
That made no sense.
Jesse.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
I pretend to be having sleep sex sometimes.
You have sleep sex?
No, I pretend to with my boyfriend, like I pretend I'm asleep. Because that way, you can do the things that you would normally do that you won't. You know what I mean? You put on a personality that you don't want him to know that you have.
And what do you usually pretend?
Well, usually I start by pleasuring myself. Because I know that kind of turns him on.
Yeah.
And you can't do that when you're awake?
I don't... You know, I like for him to think that I'm a little bit more demure than that.
Right.
So, you know, when I pretend that I am, then I am a lot more wild.
So you make believe you're completely out cold and you're playing with yourself. No one, he's watching. You open your eye every once in a while to see if he's checking
absolutely.
It out.
Absolutely. And then he'll start and, you know, I'll talk dirty. You know, we'll do the whole nine. You know, just... And it's absolutely in the scene, sex, because he isn't, you know, he thinks I'm completely asleep. The next morning he'll be like, oh my God, you have no idea what you did. I'm like, oh, no, you're right. Oh, that's not me. I can't believe I did that, you know.
Right.
Well, so I get to keep the whole demure act up.
Wow.
At the same time, you know.
You ladies have a racket, I'm telling you, man.
Jesus.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he pretty much seems to enjoy it, too.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right, Jesse. I think Jesse has the best story of the day.
That was pretty good.
All right, we got to take another quick break. I think we could do one more segment on this that people are calling like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Sleep sex with Asians, lost gum in girls.
Oh, whoa, my God. Hello. Look at line four. That
line
one's
four.
Great.
Girl liked to sleep with junk in her mouth.
It's like a pacifier.
You know, if you're a faithful listener of the show, it's great to talk in code and everyone knows what you're talking about, you know? Line 10, sleep sex first time with balloon knot. All right, we'll get to more of your calls in just a bit. Don't forget, today is Tuesday. Looking for a bunch of people to join the Tuesday Night Hummer Club, Anthony.
Absolutely.
I guess we could go to this little ditty from Airsick Productions. I think they explain the Tuesday Night Hummer Club, right?
Yes.
People love this damn thing. Hummer loving on 102.7 WNEW.
Hummer loving on Tuesday night.
Hummer loving, it feels so right.
I got my girl down on her knees.
Wonder if he will do me. Hummer's done, his shine is gone. Oh, I love Tuesday night.
Hummer, 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 hummer.
Tell me more, tell me more.
We don't care where we are.
Drop my pants.
You owe this to Opie and Ant.
I'll call them up when you go down.
Over here's a slurping sound.
Hummer's done. Get me some gum. Oh, we love Hummer night.
Tell me more, tell me more.
I don't mean to offend.
Tell me more, tell me more.
Now can you do my friend? I exploded, that's where it ends. I have got the world's best girlfriend.
I love to be in his life.
Think it's time I took a nap.
Ugh. Hummer's done, there's more to come.
Somebody's cell phone to somebody's uterus.
More stupidity on the way. 1027 WNEW.
I love this bed, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, you're gonna get it. I'm gonna slam it in you, baby.
1067 WNEW. Hey, it's Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, baby, don't wake up. You're asleep. Just saying, sleep sick.
Where do we go? Where do we go? Where do we go? All right, let's go to Larry. Hey, Larry, you're next on the program. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right.
Hey, I got a story about sleep sex for you.
Okay.
I went on vacation last summer with a friend of mine, just friends, and she's hot. She's so hot. Like 5'3", tight little swimmer's body, big, like, 36D chest. Right? So we're going on vacation. Our hotel reservations get messed up. So we have to sleep in the back of my truck. So in the middle of the night, all of a sudden, she, like, rolls over on top of me and just starts going at it.
Yeah?
Just, oh, so good. This girl is so hot. To this day, she has no idea.
You didn't even bring it up the next day?
Nope. Because, you know, I had a crush on her and, like, things never worked out.
So yeah. She never said anything the next day?
She had no idea. To this day, she has no idea.
Did you guys do it?
What?
Did you do it?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She had to have known.
Maybe she did, but, you know, I don't know. I was afraid to bring it up because I brought it up before, trying to, like, you know, I tried to get with her. It never happened.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I just figured that was nice.
Right.
That was, oh, God.
That sounds like you remember it like it was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, Larry.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Later.
Wow, that's cool. Richie.
Hey.
What's up?
What's up, guys?
Not much.
You guys are on the ball. Just want to say that.
Oh, thanks.
Listen, I played in the band. It's not quite sex, but it's the same type of sleep story.
Yeah.
I played in the band. We used to rehearse at this person's house. Friend of mine could talk, play, sleeping out cold. Gets up out of nowhere. Just like that, out of nowhere. And we all watched him.
I don't know what they dumped out of, but basically
he took a leak on the wall.
On the wall.
Sorry. Sorry, guys.
And what, he was asleep?
He was asleep. He gets back, walks back over to the couch.
Yeah.
Out. Back to sleep. Unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
Not quite sex, but...
No, yeah, not quite like it, but it just blew me away. We were laughing. We were dying.
Right. Well, thank you, Richie.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Dominic, you're next on the program. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on there, big guy? This is Dominic from Staten Island.
Big guy.
Listen, a lot of the guys
champ
that I hear coming on here, I kind of feel like they're full of it.
All right, friend.
If you know, impress me with the guy that said his girlfriend was satisfying herself.
Okay, bro.
Under the covers with the video.
Yeah.
Put that on SoundryMusic.com, I'll believe it.
There you go.
Listen, if you were to turn around and say, listen, did anyone out there that was having sex with that, well, having fun with their girlfriend while humping a redwood tree, you'd have a lot of people calling up about that, too.
Well, I believe in this sleep sex thing. I believe it's happening.
Yeah, well, I believe it's happening, too, but I don't believe it's happening as much as I'm hearing on the radio.
I thought it was interesting that one girl makes believe she's asleep so she could do things she would normally not do when she was awake.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Where she, like, plays with herself because you can't do it, you know, if she's totally awake and she talks dirty.
I'm a cop in Brooklyn. Me and my partner, Tony, we go on jobs and all of a sudden we get girls that answer jobs that are butt naked and all of a sudden having satisfying themselves in the middle of the street on 13th Avenue.
Oh, you scared me when you said me and Tony.
It's pretty scary out there, but you know what? It's funny. Then we work midnights together, and it's one of those things that you gotta adventure.
You've seen it all, right?
Oh, jeez. I don't know if I've seen it all, but I'm almost there.
All right, man.
All right, dude, listen, you guys suck.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right, bye.
All right, Chief. He said that like it was new, you know.
Hey, you guys suck. Hey, I'm with the program. Jack.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Several years ago, I'm dating this very hot Asian woman. I don't know how you guys feel about Asian women, but a really beautiful Asian woman.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
So, the only problem, she was very kind of prim and proper and kind of boring and just wasn't all that exciting. And one night, I'm sound asleep, and it's like the chick out of Ghostbusters. Okay? She wakes me up. She's got like two heads on herself, just ripping me apart. I mean, I wake up the next morning. I got, like, bruises on me. I'm scratched. It's like out of nowhere, she has completely pulled the Sybil. And I asked her, I said, what happened last night? And she said, the rest of my relationship, all she just is a little meeky smile. And that was the last I ever saw her for a little episode. But
oh, wow.
I guess every now and then, you just got to let it loose.
There you go.
It was a beautiful thing.
Thanks for sharing today, Jack.
You got it, man.
On the instant feedback, Kevin from New Jersey, Anthony?
Yeah.
Isn't this subject painfully close to crossing the border of rape?
Yeah, well, we're talking about the person being asleep, initiating the sex.
Yeah, I guess that's the big difference.
Yeah.
If you look over and you see, like, you know, your lady completely out cold, and then you decide you're going to have your way with her because she's not going to wake up. That might be a little different than what we're trying to talk about here today.
Yes.
Just a little bit, especially if you don't know her.
Yeah. Could get a little rough.
Could get a little rough. Maybe she should lock her windows at night. I'm just waiting for Spaz with Jennifer on hold so we can move on here.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
That's it.
Hey, Jennifer.
Yeah.
You got something to add to this or what?
Well, basically, this is a story from college. I had gone out with my sorority, got a little drunk, was coming back to my boyfriend's dorm, and for the life of me in this dorm, I could never find his room because all the rooms looked the same to me, whatever. So I guess I went in, and by the way, I didn't know this. I went into an Amish guy's bed and stripped naked, climbed into bed with him, and tried to start stuff.
And, wow.
I guess he wrapped me up in a blanket and brought me to my boyfriend's room and asked, is this yours?
Oh, the Amish, aren't they nice?
But I guess a couple weeks later, he dropped out of school. So.
Really?
Yeah, I hope I didn't have anything to do with that.
I'd have banged you, you know? Quite honestly, a naked girl just crawls in your bed and starts doing things. You're getting slammed.
What's very scary is no one actually knows except for him, so.
Yeah, he's guilt-ridden now.
Yeah. Probably, that's why I dropped out. But
screwed him up.
He's probably building barns every weekend now because of you.
Barn raising. He raised something in his pants, and he's all guilty.
All right, Jennifer.
All right, thanks. You guys suck.
Thank you.
Bye.
See, I knew we had women listeners, Anthony.
Of course we do.
Debbie, you're next on NEW.
Hi.
Hi.
I never called in before, but I've been listening. I'm driving home. And I just have to say, this happens to me all the time when I'm asleep. My husband will tell me the next morning when we woke up that, last night was great, and I'll be like, what? All the time.
Really?
When I fall asleep, I can have complete conversations with people and not even realize I was active. I think I slept fine the whole night through, don't remember anything.
So what do you do when you're sleeping?
Apparently I become aggressive. we'll be asleep and he'll come over and give me a kiss goodnight and I'll start kissing him and that's it. And then I'll wake up the next day, I don't remember it, and he'll bring it up and I'll be like, and he's like, I knew it, you were sleeping again.
Wow.
Like, he doesn't know. He doesn't know if I'm asleep or awake because my eyes are wide open and I'm talking to him, but I'm passed out.
Oh, that's creepy.
It is a little creepy.
The sleepwalking where your eyes are open, that's creepy.
Yeah, no, I used
but
to...
But you just turn into an animal when you're sleeping?
Well, either way, but yeah, he says I satisfy him.
That's cool.
But it's funny because I used to do an overnight shift at a job. I had to stop because I was like... helping people and letting them in and not even remembering until the next day when I rung them up and everything.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's it.
All right, Debbie.
I love your show. I listen to you every day on the way home.
Hey, thank you. How's the traffic today?
It sucks. I'm on Southern State right now.
All
right. And it's really bad. All I see is taillights.
Pretty much sucks every day, doesn't it, Debbie?
Yeah. No, actually, there are days that are worse than others. I don't know. There's an accident up ahead because I see... lights.
All right.
Flashing lights, but okay.
All right, Debbie, thank you.
Bye-bye.
I just don't understand traffic.
Yeah.
It just sucks every day.
Every day.
Everyone knows their alternate routes, you know?
Yeah.
Why do you need someone to tell you where the traffic is every day?
Well, that never works either. They tell you where the jam is, you avoid it, and there's a jam where they told you to go.
Right. Can't win, Anthony.
No.
Hey, Mark, what's up?
Yo, what's going on, dog? Yo, I've had sleep sex so many times, and it's like you just wake up and you're like, all right, well, I guess I might as well keep on railroading. I mean, I'm already halfway in.
Oh, my God.
But yep. There's other times, right,
uh-huh.
Where I'll, like, have, you know, the dreams that don't make any sense or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, somebody's, like, you're in a movie theater, and all of a sudden somebody's jumping over at you, and this
all of a sudden, they go, ow! She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, my God, I just punched somebody in my cheek. I just punched my girlfriend in the head. I'm like, oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, I've gotten violent lately in my sleep, too.
Have you?
Yeah, throwing elbows and all sorts of stuff.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Knocking the headboard.
I nailed Sandy in the head one night really hard, and I don't know what I was dreaming.
Yeah, sure, you weren't dreaming.
I know. No, come on, Mark. Thank you.
I hate it when everybody says you suck.
Right.
Anyway, you suck. Talk to you later.
Bye. We just can't come up with anything better.
No.
So. Hey, Law, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right.
Hey, big fan. Want to let you know that.
Thank you.
Listen, yeah. Opie, I went to college in Western New York, too, Fredonia State.
Oh, my brother went there.
And my sister went there.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Listen, I knew this girl out there. She used to tell me that when she went to go to bed, when she went to go to sleep, she had an oral fixation. And even if she was in bed with just a friend or whatever, she had to put, you know, his junk in her mouth.
In bed with just a friend.
Yeah, she said, like, it didn't matter. She just had an oral fixation, and that's what she had to do.
Goes back to the college stories.
Yeah.
Slept with friends that were girls all the time.
Yeah.
Swear to you, man. It was well, just this one big orgy. Like,
oh, it's just a friend. Yeah, let me put my your junk in my mouth here. I'm just a friend, though.
I would be afraid that since she was sleeping, she might just, like, have a dream that she was eating something, right. Bite down. You know what I mean? I was like, if she dreams she's eating a carrot or something, I'm screwed.
Yeah,
you really are.
That scared me. Hey, listen, guys.
Yeah.
I'm a PA for Comedy Central. Can I give a little plug to the Upright Citizens Brigade?
There you go. Hey, right, we had those guys in here, man. They made us laugh our butts off.
Yeah,
watch them. The new season starts the 17th at 10:30.
All right, I've been watching.
All right, guys.
Tell the guys we said hi. They might remember us. They were in here about probably a year ago.
After they pulled that gag on Al Roker with the big
Sween
dildo.
Yeah,
God damn, that was so friggin' funny.
Awesome. The new season's coming up. Watch it.
All right,
guys.
Thanks. Now we got to explain that because we have a ton of new listeners.
Yeah. How was it? Upright Citizens Brigade.
Right.
Went to,
Well, one of the characters acts like he's a little kid.
But he's got a tremendous schlong.
Right. It's a disease, Anthony.
Yeah.
And I guess the disease makes his schlong really huge. And the problem is he doesn't think that there's anything wrong with him.
Yeah, and you can't tell him anything's wrong because you'll give him a complex.
Right.
So he jumps around with this big dildo hanging out of his pants.
Right.
And they went to the Today Show. And Al Roker's doing the weather outside. And one of the Upright Citizens Brigade guys had a sign that says, marry me somebody, some girl's name. And he was all excited to get Al Roker's attention. So Al Roker comes over and starts talking about his proposal. You know, who do you want to marry? He goes, oh, my God, I can't believe you. You're over here. I got this sign, marry me, Mary, or whatever it was. And he's jumping around like he's all excited. And he's telling the camera, Mary, I love you. Please, I want you to marry me. And Al Roker's looking all proud that he found someone in the crowd. This is like a news story. Well, behind the guy now, jumping up and down like a monkey, is the guy with the tremendous dildo between his legs. And he's holding it up. Right in the camera, you see some guy jumping behind this guy that's proposing with a huge rubber dildo in his hand. Al Roker is horrified. He goes, oh, well, let's go over here. I almost peed myself. I swear to you.
It was a great prank.
Yeah, Upright Citizens Brigade.
Yeah, they're funny guys. I've caught the show a few times. Ozzy, what's up?
Hey, you guys rule, bro.
All right.
Yeah, guys, look, I had one night stand with this model for my company. And I went to bed, then I woke up again, and she was right on top of me, right?
You woke up with her on top?
Right on top, man. I was like, oh my lord.
Wow.
Great for
lore.
Me.
Lore.
That was the greatest thing ever.
D's optional.
Hey, you guys rule, that was all, bro.
Okay,
bye.
Goddamn. All right, let's take a break.
All right, man.
There's a couple more girls that want to get in before we change the subject, so we'll get to them next, okay?
Cool.
Opie.
Boring.
Anthony.
Boring.
Producer Rick.
Boring.
Spaz.
Yay.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony. Want to try to move on to other things here. Let's see what Christine has real fast as we wrap up the sleep sex segment on the show, Ant.
Yeah.
Christine, what do you have?
I have the most awesome sex in my sleep.
Really?
Unfortunately, my husband doesn't get it.
Well, what do you mean?
Meaning, I'm asleep, and I think I'm giving him good satisfaction, but he's not getting any. It's just me pleasuring myself in my sleep.
Oh, and you're dreaming.
Yeah, but it's way better than anything I've ever had in real life.
Jeez.
Ah, poor guy.
It's pretty bad.
Does he catch you, you know, sleeping and playing with yourself?
Every once in a while he catches me, and then he gets it good. But I'm telling you, for me, it's the best.
And in your dreams, you're thinking you're doing your husband?
Most of the time.
Wow. Loving these stories today.
All right.
Well, thank you, Christine.
Have a good night, guys.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Not bad. Everyone wants to talk about sleeping now. Ray, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right.
Hey, my ex-girlfriend used to induct me into the Hummer Club, but she would never finish. One night, we were sleeping, and she starts getting frisky with me. And I'm like, okay, this is good. And she starts calling me by another name. And she's saying, Sal, I want you so bad. Sal, and I'm thinking, my name's not Sal.
Uh-oh.
But I'll play along with this. And she's going, Sal, I want you.
Do you know?
Sal, let me induct you into the Hummer Club. So I'm like, this is cool.
Are she having an effect on people while they're sleeping?
Yeah.
This is good.
And she starts going for it. And I'm getting close, and I'm getting close. And she's like, give it to me, Sal, give it to me. And I did. And I basically drowned her. She started gagging and choking and going up saying, you know, she wakes up and she is screaming at me, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I just looked at her calmly and said, well, who's Sal?
It wasn't me. It was Sal.
It was Sal. Do you know any Sals?
Sal is her personal trainer.
Oh, so you know the guy she's talking about.
I know the guy she's talking about, and she was in her sleep.
Uh-oh.
She was thinking she was doing him.
And it doesn't bother you?
She's my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, there you go.
You guys ruled.
Take
right, care.
Thank you. One more, and we'll move on. Donna.
Yes.
I think we're going to finish up with you. What's up?
I was just saying this fast. I don't know if this constitutes, but I love to wake up my boyfriend every morning with a Hummer.
Oh, there you go. That's pretty nice.
Oh, that is a very nice lady
that's
there.
That's mighty sweet of you.
That's probably one of the best things you could ever do to your man.
Beats bacon and eggs.
Right.
Or that Maxwell House coffee.
I mean, it's there anyway. Why waste it, you know?
Wow. More women should think like you, Donna. Do we have a prize for Donna? Sure. We're going to hook you up with something.
Are you? That's great.
Are you kidding me? How many times a week do you do that to him?
Almost every day.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Guy has no idea how lucky he's got it. All right. Hold on the line, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Wow. Waking up with a Hummer. All right.
All right, let's play some music and regroup here. Oh, damn. I want to talk to her some more. Look. I'm giving her a prize. Okay.
Really?
We'll be back. Couple tunes. Little break. It's Metallica. 1027 WNEW. 1027 WNEW. Rage Against the Machine. Guerrilla Radio. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
If you have something for the show, we're going to try to move on with other things today. 212-757-1027. Up next on the show, Chris. Chris, what's going on?
What's going on, Opie?
All right.
Anthony, what's up?
Hello.
You're up, man.
Opie, did you beat Medal of Honor yet or no?
Actually, Psycho Mark gave me Medal of Honor to try out. I don't know, man. I gotta say, they're ranting and raving about Medal of Honor.
I think it's like the best game ever.
I gotta admit, I only played like the beginning of the game. I wasn't really into it.
What type of game is it?
It's a first person perspective Doom type of game, and
really?
I'll tell you why I couldn't get into it, because when I watch Ant every day before the show, just going nuts in Half-Life online multiplayer, and then you get Medal of Honor on PlayStation, and to me it's a little primitive.
I was also looking for like codes, because they have codes for like infinite ammo.
Cheat codes, sure.
Yeah, you know, because you
get them on websites, or you get them even some magazines, and some of the electronics boutique has whole cheat books and stuff.
Yeah, do you have a computer?
Nah, well, I have a crap one.
Well, find like a friend that has a good computer. Go to Yahoo, punch in Medal of Honor, and a crap load of stuff will pop up as far as cheat codes and stuff go.
One more question.
Yeah, but I mean, in all fairness, you know, Psycho Mark loved Medal of Honor.
That's one of my favorite games ever.
But I've played Half-Life, and you know, showed me around the Half-Life game.
I'm not like type of the person that sits at that hard chair and plays with the mouse.
Yeah.
I like in my couch, you know.
Yeah.
With a nice beer popping, you know.
Oh, believe me, I do the same thing.
Well,
beer.
One more question. When's your CD coming out, man? I've been waiting since October for this.
Well, you know, we have new management here at WNEW.
Right.
And they are, as we speak, trying to make it happen.
Oh, word, man.
They shoved the whole project back in the lawyers' faces and said, make this work.
Right.
Hell, make this work for the guys.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, man.
All right.
Man, you guys suck. Is that a train, bro?
All right. Thank you. I don't know if Cringe will ever make it out, but
we'll see. I hope so.
Money talks, though, in this company. I said, do you guys realize how much money our CD will make?
I know.
Between our audience in New York and our audience in Boston? A double CD for our listeners?
I hope it does now. Jesus Christ, that'd suck if it didn't.
Nah, it's a guarantee. We're really proud of the project.
Yeah.
So, we'll see what happens.
That that game Rick got me, that Unreal Tournament?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, that's good. That I put up there, too, with Half-Life, as far as playing online.
Yeah.
Half-Life was a great game for one player when you're just getting on and playing the whole game. A lot of the games coming out now, like Unreal and Quake 3 Arena, they're made for online play, which is great. I mean, they're great multiplayer games. But I have not seen one thing come close to how good Half-Life was to just run through as a single-player game.
Really?
Fantastic. System Shock 2, pretty close, pretty good. The other one, the Half-Life, the second one that just came out that I just finished.
Right.
Opposing Force. Pretty good, but not as good as the original.
Huh.
Very, a lot of the same stuff, you know, going on.
I'm doing Tomb Raider, Last Revelation right now.
How's that working for you?
It's a really good game because it starts out really easy and just gets harder as the game goes. I kind of like that. So, I mean, right now it's just getting really frustrating, but it's all right, you know.
I'm waiting for the new Team Fortress 2 to come out from Half-Life. And in the meantime, I'm actually playing the original Half-Life again on expert setting, Opie. Very difficult to get through. But I know it's coming, so it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I wish they'd come out with another really good game like that.
I mean, to this day, though, I mean, my two favorite PlayStation games, Siphon Filter.
Yeah, that one was good.
That was really good. And Silent Hill.
Yeah, that was scary.
Silent Hill is just, man.
Still. I like crap like that. I like the creepy stuff, the stuff with a story behind it, the stuff you got to kind of think and shoot.
You got to get a PlayStation and play Silent Hill. And you would really enjoy it. And the puzzles are kind of a little tricky. You got to think a little bit.
I'm pretty...
And the creatures are great. The nurses with the hearts beating on their back, on the outside of their skin.
I need graphics.
And the dogs that, like, attack you that have, like, it looks like they've been torn inside out. And they run around. Oh, it's just great.
I need graphics now, though. I really do. I mean, I need the top-of-the-line graphics. PlayStation, I don't know. I might be a little disappointed.
I'm telling you, though, every time I pick up a PlayStation game, they're just moving forward with the graphics and everything else, though. I mean, Last Revelation, Tomb Raider, the graphics are so much better on that game than it was for Tomb Raider 3. And it's only, like, what, a year and a half difference?
Yeah.
In the two games.
Yeah. I mean, I'd get one of those just so I could, like you said, hang out on the couch and stuff.
It's great.
Better than just sitting at the computer.
Oh, and those Sony Tron glasses we got?
Yeah.
So now you can, like, lay on your couch with your head all the way back on a pillow, and you can play the game on the ceiling.
Or, I got to check that.
Or it looks like it's on the ceiling with those Sony glasses they gave
great.
Us. Jim, what's up?
Yeah, listen, you already said you played Siphon Filter, but...
wait, were you feeling a little jealous there, Jim? He was listening to the show, and he heard us. I said, you know, laying on my back, playing PlayStation with the glasses. It looks like it's on the ceiling.
I'm dying. I'm sitting here dying. I got a 35-inch TV I play it on, but I'd rather have the glasses.
I picked up on some, though, because you didn't know we went to you, and I hear, oh, that's great.
Great.
I wish I had that.
I heard about it from you guys, and I priced it, man. I'm looking at that going, wow.
Yeah.
Gotta go there.
Yeah. The price is up there, but the price is going to come down like crazy because it's going to be the new rage very soon.
That's what I'm waiting for.
So what
PC game.
Yeah.
Hidden and Dangerous.
Hidden and Dangerous, is that World War II one?
Yeah, the graphics on that are pretty good.
Yeah, I was looking at that. That looked pretty good.
Yeah, I play it. I have it at home. It's decent. It really is.
Is it a first-person shooter, you know?
It can be. It's both a first-person and a strategy shooter, and you can take your pick. And the sniper mode on that thing is awesome.
God, I love the sniper mode in any game. Oh, give me the sniper rifle. Zoom in and just take off some heads.
And absolutely.
The sniper feature is hitting every game, because even Tomb Raider has now a sniper
feature.
Sniper feature.
There's nothing better
on the crossbow, man.
Zooming in and just watching them, like in Half-Life, when he used the crossbow.
Yep.
You zoom in, you just... And you see the guy just fly back. It's like, I got him. He didn't even know I was there.
Yeah.
This thing is cool. You can take over tanks. You can shoot tanks. You can shoot from the tank. You can shoot off machine guns. You take over weapons. You drive trucks. And the enemy is intelligent. It hears you. And it comes looking for you.
That's a lot, the way it is with Half-Life 2.
Yeah, that's
artificial intelligence. It's great.
Yeah.
Like they chase you. The soldiers in Half-Life, if you come around the corner and one sees you and you run away...
Yep.
But don't matter. They're chasing you.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll throw grenades at you, and they're accurate.
Absolutely.
It's fun.
Man, could you imagine another 5 years? It's just going to be completely out of hand, the game.
That much better.
All right, Jim.
Yeah, you take care. You guys are great.
Hey, thank you.
Timothy. All I wanted when I was a kid, too, was like games and computer games were like in its infancy, but I wanted them. I wanted to play them. I loved them. I went to some stupid arcade where I would pump quarter after quarter into a machine to land a lunar module.
Oh, remember that?
And you had a little stick with a thrust control buttons, and you had to land the thing.
And you had to figure out to make sure you had enough gas, right, and all that?
And
make sure you didn't come in too fast or the thing would crash?
This was the best thing in the world.
Completely remember that.
And it was ridiculous. Two-dimensional little lunar lander would come off of the command module. You had to turn it with the retros and slowly bring it down without running out of gas, like you said, and keep it so you wouldn't drift to the left or right. And I was like, I need this for my house. You know, it's this big, clunky unit. So whenever new games come out or new technology comes out, I got to have it.
Gotta check it out.
I put a slide of Voodoo 2 graphics card on my computer. 3 weeks later, Voodoo 3 is out. Oh, Voodoo 2 goes to my brother, Joe.
See you later.
Boom, Voodoo 3 goes in the machine.
Yeah. You think, you know how we laugh at the first, you know, computer games and stuff?
Yeah.
You think in like 10, 15 years, people are going to just be laughing at what the games were in the year 2000?
I'm sure they will be. Because it's going that fast. Like, look 5 years ago what the graphics looked like. And look at them now. It's just going to get that much better. There's a graphics card coming out that, of course, I'm going to have that has to plug in to the wall. Now, you know, you plug the card into the back of your computer. A plug comes in for the fan to cool the processor off. Because it's handling so much of the graphics that it overheats. So it's a fan that has to plug into your wall just for the graphics card.
Wow.
Oh, I need it.
I need it.
That's got to be good. I want a water-cooled graphics card. I want something that looks like a big engine on my living room floor pumping glycol through my computer to keep it cool because of my graphics card.
Yeah. Timothy, you're next.
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right.
I just want to say most of the games, Medal of Honor and Silent Hill, I've played them all. Medal of Honor I beat.
Mm-hmm.
I beat it with the Bronze Star.
Did you like Medal of Honor?
Yeah, as you guys were saying about the soldiers being smart, they're the same thing in that game. Like, I'd throw a grenade at them, they'd pick it up and throw it right back at me.
Yeah.
And, like, they have bazookas, and you lock up, you shoot the guy in the head, and then next thing you know, he pulls out a bazooka and, like, blows me away.
Yeah, I mean, the game's getting rave reviews, but the graphics are just a little primitive
for me.
You
start off, you're in the woods and all that. I mean, that's kind of hard. But then you get to, like, inside the buildings, into a V2 rocket plant, all this cool stuff.
Oh, cool. Maybe I should play the game a little further then.
You even get to get onto a U-boat and all that and blow it up and submerge it.
That sounds cool.
It's cool.
Well, I'm going to give it another try then.
And that I played also that Lunar Lander game. That's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, years ago, man.
All right.
Yeah, it's like the kind of moon winds kind of blow you back and forth. You got to, like, move it and go too fast.
Yeah.
Right.
Even when I saw Pong, I was mesmerized. A stupid little ball going back and forth with the paddles.
How the hell did they figure out how you could play a game right on your TV?
On your TV. Only movie stars are on TV, Opie.
Right.
Look, now I'm playing a game on the TV.
I must be special. Let me get up and turn the channel, see what's on.
I was always jealous watching Wonderama that they would give away one of those Pong games. a Pong game, and a Ross Apollo bicycle.
And that
for
was
the snake
that.
Can game. And it was like, oh, if I could only get on Wonderama and Bob McAllister could give me a Pong game.
Yeah. Ain't happening. All right, yeah. Timothy, thank you.
Well, one more thing about Silent Hill.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I've made it to the end. I mean, I won't spoil it because I know Spaz was trying to get some information out of me about it, and I don't want to spoil it for him or any of that.
Right.
But, like, I got to the end of the game, and you have to get this one thing in order to get to this place.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get the thing without, like... Well, I can't... I'll tell you off air or whatever, but it's so hard.
There's, like, what, 4 or 5 endings to that damn game?
Yeah, there's different endings, and I have to get this one thing in order to get it.
Right.
Here, I'll tell you this. It's electrified. In order to get to it, you have to shut the electricity off.
Right.
You have to take an elevator to get it.
Right.
And since you turn the electricity off, you can't take the elevator, so I'm, like, screwed.
Right.
I'm in, like, one place. Right. I beat it.
I'm trying to remember what I did, because that goes back about a year and a half now.
Yeah, I mean, same with me. I haven't played in a while, and I thought I was in the hospital, and Spaz is, like, proving me wrong, you know? I'm like,
oh, really? I can't
remember. I don't remember that much.
I can't remember. I can't remember what I ate for lunch, man.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
Timothy.
Acid flashback.
There you go. Thanks.
All right, man. Take it easy. You guys suck.
All right, man. One more. Greg? Hey, Greg.
Yo.
What's up?
What's up, guys?
All right.
Love the show. Been listening for a long time. Wanted to talk to Ant.
Yeah.
Ant, have you tried the Tribes game online yet?
Not online, no.
Dude, you got to try that out.
I heard it's really good.
It's unbelievable. You get on there. You get to choose from 3 different armor types, like light, medium, or heavy armor. You get all these different kind of guns. You got to check out this. They got this disc launcher.
Yeah, that sounds like Unreal Tournament. They have something that launches like saw blades at the other people. It's pretty cool.
Well, I think that the Tribes game predates the Unreal game.
Yeah, it does.
But, I mean, a lot of the Tribes tournaments, you're battling on these these floating command posts and whatever, and you have jetpacks and you can jump from post to post and just ride ships and stuff like that. Oh, it's great.
Yeah,
check it out.
I love those online games, man. I play Half-Life online like all the time, and there's some people that really piss me off because they're really good. I consider myself, you know, pretty good at it. But some of these guys will just rip you a new ass.
Now, which one do you play? Team Fortress or Opposing Force online?
I played like Half-Life, the regular one, Team Fortress, and Opposing Force. I like that, being a sniper on Team Fortress, take off some heads. It's fun, man. It's great. And people are like, oh, it's promoting violence. It relaxes the hell out of you. When you're pissed off and you get on the computer and you whack a few people with a shotgun
and the sniper rifle.
Oh, it's great.
There you go. Thank you, Greg.
Listen,
oh, go ahead.
You guys, before you settle down and have kids, get all the gaming in while you can, because I have a 20-month-old and forget about it.
It's all over, huh?
It's all over.
I would think you'd play more games because you get up in the middle of the night because they're crying and, you throw your game on a little bit while they're going back to sleep.
I get about 2 hours a night, and that's between the game and my wife and the TV and cleaning the house. So
Oh, look, he's in hell.
Can't wait.
You got your own video game you're playing. It's called Your Life, and it's hell. It's scarier than any of the ones we play.
And the goal is how to get out of hell.
How do I get out? How does this game end?
Right.
I need a cheat code.
That's a good one, guys.
I need unlimited ammo. All right, Greg.
Take it easy, fellas.
I need to be in God mode. Lancelot from Jersey, get off the video games and start talking about lesbians.
Oh, please, come on. What's wrong with Vicky?
Hey, Vicky.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's the matter?
Anthony, you are really scaring me here.
Why, what's the matter?
You're talking about snipers like they're real people.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, but they're not real.
No, you know what it is? When you play online, the person you're shooting on the screen is sitting at his computer somewhere in the world. And that's who you're killing.
Ant.
You're killing his little character. So you're not just playing against a...
Now I know why your wife freaks out.
My what?
Your wife. Yeah. When you play these games.
Oh, look at the time. We got to take a break.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
No, you're really... Do you guys remember Asteroid?
Yeah, Asteroids.
Do you remember the, Space Invaders. The lines on the screen?
Yeah.
Oh, man. But you were scaring me, Anthony.
I used to get drunk at Cedar Pub. And play Asteroids for hours on end.
Yeah, just remember that they're not real, okay?
All right, Vicky.
Oh, yes, sir. They are, Vicky. I'm the defender of the world. If I falter for a second, everyone perishes.
So what I'll remember if I'm online, if I get shot, it's you.
Yes.
Okay.
Frag Monster.
Frag Monster is Anthony's little thing.
That's me.
Now,
I'm,
you shouldn't probably
I'm the Frag Monster, 10-10-10-8 on the side.
Well, you know, you realize now that you've just doomed yourself.
That's all right. I'll frag anybody. Try to take me out.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
I welcome
Thanks,
it.
Vicky.
Bye.
All right. Let's take a break, Anthony.
All righty.
I dug this up from the Opie and Anthony archives. Messing with some chick that thought she won a lot of money through one of those clearinghouses.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like Publishers Clearinghouse.
Or one of those such things like that.
Right. She thought she was calling that company, but she called us instead.
Hey,
we'll play this in a while. Check it out.
Hello?
Yes, I'm calling. Is this...
Yes, it is. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I just got a call.
Yes.
And he gave me my claim number.
Uh-huh.
Because I won a prize.
Yes, you did. What claim number did you get?
654-321-321-6J.
6J?
Yes.
Ooh. Pretty excited, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah? You ever won anything before?
Never won anything.
Hold on, please.
Oh, okay.
Dude, tell us you want a European vacation.
Hello?
Hello?
That is coming up as a European vacation.
A European vacation?
Yeah.
He had told me something like $10,000.
I wish I were you, as a matter of fact, because it's a European vacation for your family plus $10,000 in spending money.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Are you psyched?
Yeah. I'm like shaking. This is, oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Hold on. Okay. We have our supervisor here.
Okay.
He's going to need, I guess, some information, maybe. Hold on.
Hi, ma'am.
Yes?
Hi, this is John Huber, Bill's supervisor. Can I have that number once again, please? We got to verify that you are, in fact, the winner.
Yes, it's 654-321-6J.
6J?
Oh, yes.
I thought you said A, John.
You thought...
I thought it was an A.
Oh. It's 6J?
It's 6J as in jump.
Oh.
We got some good news and bad news. You're still the winner.
Okay.
But your prize is a set of steak knives.
A set of steak knives?
Yes. The European vacation for you and your family and the $10,000 spending money is for 6A.
Oh.
And you'll have to pay for the shipping on the steak knives.
Oh, all
and
right.
And that's $19.95.
Okay.
Would you like to...
No, thank you.
Oh.
Okay. That's okay. That's fine. Okay. Well, thank you anyway.
Okay.
Oh, that was way too painful,
oh,
man.
Poor girl.
I'm all for violence sometimes.
Hey, you guys are a bunch of pussies.
God, I want to punch you in the face.
That'll leave a bruise.
1027 WNEW.
I want to sound like the ABC voice guy there.
Yeah, tonight on a brand new NYPD Blue.
1027 WNEW.
Dennis Franz's ass in your face.
Ah! It's Opie and Anthony. Audience and feedback. Mark from Highland Lakes, New Jersey. You want addiction? We're just talking about gaming.
Yeah.
Mark writes, play EverQuest. I got laid off because I was absent from work. I don't give an S about boffing my wife. I spend all my time playing this game. It's scary. I'm on level 47 of 50. Trust me, you'll give up sex for this game.
Jesus.
Some of these games,
this guy's got it bad.
But some of these games, it's like doing, like, you know, crack.
Doing the crack.
It's like doing a line or two back in the 80s. You can't do just one.
Danny from the Bronx.
You know, you know what I mean, though, with these games? You're like, oh. It's going to put in 5 minutes before the news.
Oh, it's not 5 minutes.
I'm going to put in 5 minutes before Letterman. Then I'm going to go to bed after Letterman.
I never put time constraint. I always put a level constraint. I'm like, oh, right after I get around this corner and take out the guy, I'll hang it up.
Know what sucks about these games? Like, you're in a really involved level, okay?
Yeah.
And it takes you a real long time to really figure it out. You finally figure it out. And you were saying in your head the whole time, as soon as I figure out this level, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
I accomplished a mini goal in this game. I'm going to bed.
Right.
But then all of a sudden, like, let's say the exit door opens for that level. You pop into a whole brand new world. It's like,
you're like,
I got to explore before I go to bed.
Can't go to bed. Now, just take a quick look around the room.
Take a quick look.
And then you're in it.
Next thing you know, it's 4:35 in the morning.
Exactly.
And you're like, oh.
They're terrible. Like, how did they do this? How did they do this to us?
It's an addiction. It really is.
Danny from the Bronx, talking about Medal of Honor again, says, the best is when you go undercover and the guards give you the Nazi salute. It's a World War II game. And you pull out your gun and blow their head right off. The look on their face when they realize who you are and try to run is priceless. That brings up something, too. Because we've been playing games for years. And it used to be the little pixelated, two-dimensional, animated character. If you had to shoot anything, that was it. No blood, no nothing. It was kind of a ding, and he's out, you know?
Yeah. When Miss Pac-Man died, who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Waka waka. Right.
But now, I mean, the faces have expressions. You shoot them, and the arms fly back. The body slumps in the corner. Blood flows out. In Half-Life, you set a landmine, and he trips it, and it blows up. You see meat and bone chunks flying past you. A face.
Yeah.
A face flies past you.
Yeah.
And goes on the floor in just a smear.
And if you had a little relationship with that person in the game, you kind of feel bad. Now
you kind of do. Yeah. You kind of do. You could recruit a couple of people in Half-Life. So you recruit one of the cops, that are one of the security guards in the plant that you're in. And he goes, okay, you know, maybe we'll make it if we stick together. Let's make it a little longer. He comes with you. All of a sudden, a big monster comes out and just hacks him to pieces. You're like, huh, I was kind of getting attached to the little guy.
Yeah, he was helping me out.
He was helping me.
He was my pal.
Steve, what do you got?
Hey, Anthony, you got to get this piece of software. It's called Bleem, and it'll let you play all of Opie's games on your PC in higher resolution than on the PlayStation.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It works really good, and if you have like a good accelerator card or a good 3D graphics, the games look way better than they do on the PlayStation.
Yeah, this guy's dissing me on the instant feedback, Opie, saying, oh, I have my 16-meg Voodoo 2 card, Voodoo 3 card. No, yeah. Pal, I got the 32-meg of Diamond Viper. All right, Pally, you want to start talking hardware?
Tech talk.
I'll kick your ass.
Tech talk.
Thank you, Steve.
All right.
All right. Hey, Bob.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, you're the manager of Anthony's old hangout?
I used to be the manager of Time Out in Sunrise Mall, and I used to remember on Saturday, when he mentioned Lunar Lander, I swear I jumped back 20 years. I said, oh, my God, that's the little kid. Well, not the little kid. That's the kid in the denim jacket used to wait for me to open the store. You and your buddy. Used to play Lunar Lander for hours.
No, actually, that wasn't me.
Yes, it was.
Well, I never went there.
You never went to Time Out in Sunrise Mall?
No.
No. Oh, man.
I used to play it at...
I
don't even remember where.
And everyone knows Ant wasn't wearing denim jackets. He was wearing fur coats back then.
That's right. Big, fluffy fur coat.
Big difference.
Oh, man.
I'm sure there was other people addicted to that stupid game, too.
I don't know. That one in Lunar Lander and the other space game where you had to blow everything out of the sky.
Remember Defender?
Defender. Arkanoid.
Remember Joust?
Arkanoid. I remember Arkanoid.
Running around Joust, like an ostrich looking thing.
Joust was the first 50 cent game.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joust was the first 50 cent game. Absolutely.
Okay.
You guys suck.
Thank you.
Take care, man. And is that a train?
No, you did well.
Goodbye.
Bye. A lot of people, you know, a little paranoid of the train. We didn't have to break out the train too many times today.
No, and people jumping off the track these days.
That's good. You don't want to be the one that's known to be hit by the train.
No.
Tom, you're next.
Hey.
Hey.
When you mentioned Wonderama before,
yeah,
you brought back a very, very traumatic instance. I was on it in when Bob McAllister was still hosting it.
Yeah.
That one was about four hours long.
Oh, you could wake up on Sunday morning at like 7 o'clock in the morning and watch Wonderama until Soul Train came on at noon.
You don't know what they put kids... This was like Scared Straight for kids. They would... Two things I remember particularly. Remember the go-go session when they... You know, when the kids were dancing and stuff.
Yeah, they said it was down in the basement.
No.
But it was the same studio. They just turned the audience the other way?
Exactly. It was on a big sound stage, and they'd move the bleachers where you sat. and they set up the things. But what they told you was, they told you, if you don't dance, we're going to make you wait outside for your parents, and it was probably midway through it. And I
oh,
think
my
I was like
God.
Six or 8 years old.
They're threatening the children on Metro Media Television.
The stage manager was like Hitler, okay? You were there from probably 8 o'clock in the morning till probably 10 o'clock at night. For a six-year-old kid, that's 2 days. The other thing I remember is that when... You know how they always advertise...
Didn't they give you ice cream and Krause hot dogs?
Yeah, well, no, what they gave you was they gave you halfway through for lunch, they give you the Gajumer ice cream sticks, but only like the half of one.
And, bastards.
And they gave you an RC Cola. And the stage manager...
RC Cola, yeah.
The stage manager goes... And any one of you kids that spills it, we're going to make you lick it up.
And didn't Bob McAllister, like, go and chain smoke in between when shooting?
When he used to do the professor, when he used to change into the professor, I swear to God, it was an hour between him changing.
And he just put his stupid lab coat on and some glasses.
Exactly.
It took him an hour.
They told you after he came back, after an hour, and you're just sitting there like, what the heck is going on?
Oh, my God, it was torture for kids.
You have to start cheering like he just left. These people scared. You never wanted to watch a show again.
Oh, man. Wonderama.
Oh, my God. It's forget about it. Ugh.
Does anybody here got an aardvark?
Oh, my God. You know,
I'm trying to even think if... I'm sure they must have sexually molested some kids.
Oh, my God.
I just can't remember. It probably was me, and I blocked it out.
That was old... that show was on Metro Media, WNEW Television.
Yep, Channel 5.
Yeah, Channel 5, before they went to Fox.
I swear to God. For
bringing that memory back.
Yeah, Wonderama. Boy, I would love to see some old clips from that damn show.
Oh, God, I'd
Bob McAllister. What a nut. He's dead now, you know.
Is he?
Yeah, he died. We did a haunting tribute to him about a year ago, I guess, when he died.
I'm surprised it wasn't some kid that was on the show that probably killed him.
Wow. He used to smoke like crazy.
Yeah, well, that's probably why it took him so long to put his lab coat on.
He died of lung cancer or something.
Yeah.
So,
all right, Tom.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Anybody here got an iron bark? Anybody here got an iron bark? Let's go down to the basement to the disco, kids.
They get the poor kids dancing. They're all doing the pee-pee dance. They all look like they got to take a leak. Little, like, 7-year-old to 9-year-old kids dancing like they just got to take a whiz from all the RC Cola. They're all hopped up on that.
Hopped up on the junk.
Hopped up on the junk.
Jason, you're next on WNEW. What's up?
Hey. Anthony.
Yeah.
A couple months ago, you said that Mob Rule was a good computer game.
Yeah.
That thing sucks.
But you don't like it?
It's horrible.
It all depends on what kind of games you like, man.
Yeah,
you know?
I got it. It's like a $50 game, and it sucks.
There's some... Well, that's like one of those strategy games and stuff. I don't usually play those. I play first-person shooters.
Yeah.
But for a strategy game, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not into that stuff. And by the way, EverQuest.
Yeah.
One of my friends was addicted to that game.
Really?
A lot of
people. Oh my God, it's horrible.
A lot of people are writing on the instant feedback about EverQuest.
Yeah.
What kind of game is that?
I don't really know. It's a role playing game.
Monica from New Jersey. On the topic of EverQuest, serious guys. People have gone without eating for entire days just to get that last pixel of experience from EverQuest. It's known the world over as EverSmack. It is seriously like some sort of crack for like thousands of people. Try it sometime.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And then James writes from Queens, if that guy's too busy playing EverQuest instead of doing his wife, I'll do his wife.
It's always somebody there to do that. Huh?
That's right. And just goes on and on. EverQuest equals Evercrack. So, there you go.
Oh, look, video games are stupid. What's next, skateboarding? You're going to start talking about how cool it is to skateboard? Grow up just a little.
Skateboarding is cool.
Let me tell you something, first of all.
I tried skateboarding. I just never got the hang of that one, unfortunately.
Most of the games being bought for computers aren't being bought by kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like adults buying these games.
Well, Jason, thanks, all right?
Okay.
Peace.
See you guys later.
All right.
Dominic.
We can't win no matter what we talk about.
Say no.
Joe.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah, guys.
What's up?
How are you?
Good.
I've been homesick listening to you all week.
Oh, that sucks. You got that damn flu, huh?
Yeah, it's bad. But listen to this. I got you guys on, and I have the TV going, the TV Guide channel. You know, it used to be the preview channel.
Yeah, now it's TV Guide.
And they have all these features and things on there. They had a thing on there. They said Roseanne is going to have a singing career. Like, she didn't learn her lesson with, the Star Spangled Banner a few years back.
And the talk show.
And this is the best part. She said kids think that she's cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anyone could have a singing career.
Apparently.
Who the hell was talking about doing a record soon? Eh, whatever. They all try it. It doesn't work. Who's going to run out and buy these?
Hey, you know who has a CD? Orrin Hatch.
What?
He does. He has a CD.
Is it a comedy CD?
I hope not.
Yeah.
But it's songs inspired by Orrin Hatch or something like that.
Oh, right. Brother.
There you go.
All right, well, take care of that flu, all right?
Thanks a lot.
All right, Jack.
Bye.
By the way, they asked Bob McAllister when he was the professor. Oh, he was Professor Finkelheimer.
Finkelheimer.
I do remember that. Professor Fingerheimen. I mean, Finkelheimer.
All right.
Oh, brother.
I think we got to take a break, Anthony.
Yeesh.
And I believe we're ready to play What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show today.
Oh.
Don't forget all the things we talked about today.
Very educational.
We did well. Let me see. Okay. Also, get a request for Kill the Kitten.
Yeah.
This is what we'll do. Commercials. Right into Kill the Kitten from Stephen Lynch.
Okay.
And then we'll play What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Great.
Give us a call if you got something. 212-757-1027.
Opie.
What is it going to take for us to piss you off to the point where you're going to change the station? That's what I need to know.
Shove it.
Anthony.
Boy, it sure is easy to be a fag on this show, isn't it?
That's going to be trouble. Opie and Anthony.
We've just received a PhD in stupidity.
1027. WNEW.
Yes.
Opie and Anthony.
This is
debauchery mania.
I
prostate exams for everyone.
I 1027 WNEW.
I'll do this one for all the animal lovers since they like gerbil so much.
Uh-oh.
It's a sing-along, too, so everybody feel free to join in.
All the bumps and bulls.
When the game of life makes you feel like quitting, it helps a lot if you kill a kitten. Mark my words, 'cause from where I'm sitting, you can't go wrong if you kill a kitten.
Look at those phones.
There's no crime that you'll be committing. I know the law, you can, everybody, kill a kitten. And if you need yarn for that scarf you're knitting, you'll get plenty when you kill a kitten. Feed it turpentine, or break its spine, crush it with your shoe, as long as you kill a kitten, kill a kitten. Listen up, if the one you love isn't quite as smitten, she'll like you better when you kill a kitten. And I'll quote the Bible, 'cause that's where it's written. If he loveth Jesus, he must kill a kitten. Throw him at a train, make him snort cocaine, drown him in a lake, bake a kitty cake, flush him down the can, hit him with your van, stick some TNT up his cup of tea, do what you must do, as long as you kill a kitten, kill a kitten, meow, kill a kitten, you got to kill a kitten. All right,
easy. Grab a pitchfork from the shed and kill a puppy dog instead. Kill a kitten, you got to kill a kitten, a little furry kitten, you got to kill a kitten, you got to kill a mother, got to kill a son of a kill a little fucking daddy, kill him in a 867-5309.
8675309.
Yeah.
Steven Lynch, everyone.
Yeah, you got that right. Our buddy, our pal, Steven Lynch, man. God, I haven't heard that in a while. That's so freaking funny. All right, and we only have a few minutes left in the show. It's 1027 WNEW, and it's time to play our favorite game.
Yes.
What did you learn on the Opie and Anthony show? Yeah, I know every day you could take something away from this fine program of ours.
It's like Sesame Street. Very educational.
Oh, just like it.
We count. We do all kinds of fun things.
EJ!
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right, start us off. What did you learn on the show today?
I learned that cash equals gas.
Yeah!
Yeah, that's it.
Bravo!
That was probably the most important lesson of the day.
We were hoping you guys were going to pick up on that one.
All right, guys. In the immortal words of Jim Brewer, nice head.
All right, Hammer. Dave, what's going on? What did you learn on the show today?
I learned that Anthony was a human tennis ball thrower, except with meatballs.
Yeah, you got to give him that. He was listening.
This is the best part of this game. Some people out there laughing really hard right now. Other people going, what is he talking about?
Listen to the show.
Yeah, we don't have time to explain.
No.
This late in the show. Very good, Dave.
Love the show, fellas.
All right, man.
Bye.
Bye. Galaxia? Galaxia.
Yeah.
That's really your name?
Yeah, it is.
Cool name.
Thanks. EJ kind of took my line that stash equals gas.
Right.
But I wanted to add to that saying that if you show me the money, I'll give you some honey.
Oh, very good. Oh, bravo. We like that.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
This guy learned how to kill you in Half-Life. Chris.
Yo.
Hey. Explain.
Fragmonster, rather.
Yeah.
Now me and all my buddies know who Anthony is. Now we can kill him like crazy.
You think so, Pally. Bring it on.
Oh, easily. I got a whole little network going on at home here. All those little PC users, we're going to kill you.
Bring it on.
And then when we get the Mac, when the Mac gets Half-Life, it'll be better graphics coming up very soon. Mac will get Half-Life.
Oh, please.
Your butt all over the place.
Mac.
Yep.
All right. That tells me where you stand.
And you got to get different mods, too. If you like sniper mode, you got to get Ice.
Yeah.
It's very cool. You go into the custom game, you get that one. And Counter-Strike. Very cool.
All right, Chris.
Alrighty.
Thanks, man.
Talk to you.
They're going to be gunning for you, Anthony. Chico!
Yeah, what's up, guys?
What did you learn on the show?
Ann picks up habits, drops them publicly, then probably becomes a closet addict. Hope he has to get dressed after sex. Cash equals cash. And from yesterday, praise the soul and nigga Charlie. Take it easy, guys.
All right, Chico.
Later.
He's learning a lot.
He didn't learn a lot. I do not have to get dressed after every sex session.
That's really bothering you, isn't it?
Oh, man. Because
you just picture, like, you're laying there, in the afterglow of sex, all, like, sweaty and
messy.
Got the smile on your face because you felt so good and everything. And then, I got to get dressed.
I got to get my little clothes back on.
I got to get in my jammies.
Right.
My little jammies back on.
I hate when the listeners
listen. Oh, no, I'm naked.
I hate when they listen with half an ear, because then you're screwed. For the rest of my career at any W, I'll be known as the guy that has to get dressed after sex.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, right. Wife will be named Donna. I'm missing this one. Anthony.
Hey.
What did you learn on the show today?
I learned that my wife is going to be Donna.
I'm losing you.
Donna's the woman that wakes up her boyfriend every morning with a Hummer.
Oh, very good.
Look, we weren't listening to the show close
exactly.
enough. We didn't get it.
How can we forget Donna?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Donna's a saint.
Wakes up her man every single morning with a Hummer.
Yeah,
nice.
Who's better than that?
Guys just going, as they drive their cars right now.
Exactly.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thanks.
The best part of waking up is watching Donna suck. Hey, Tim, what's up?
What's up, man? That was funny.
That was really funny.
I realized the easiest way to get laid is if my girl's asleep.
Sleep sex.
Yeah, damn right.
Good job, Tim.
See you, man.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Who else can we get on real fast here? Let's go to Rick. Rick, what did you learn on the show today?
I learned at Wanderama, man. Nightmares of giant peanut butter jars that they give away. If you remember that. And Mike Fury. He's a goodie.
Yep.
You remember that guy?
Vaguely.
Oh, boy. That was a... It was some song that he sang. It was Mike Fury, He's a Goodie.
Uh-oh.
It was some superhero crap that he sang. And there was also a guy that he...
Wait. How did that song go?
He's a goodie. He's a goodie. Oh, very funny. Thank you. Gotta go.
Ah, damn.
We'll never get anybody with that.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Damn, we didn't get anyone today. Oh, no, we got that...
No,
she hung up too.
Everyone jumps off the tracks now.
You guys suck.
That's all right. We're working on a new little feature.
Yeah,
we got to keep you people on your effing toes.
Yeah, we got a new feature. It's going to catch you by surprise.
Right.
Bob.
Yeah, today I learned Irish hairy gorillas get more sex than I do. There you go.
Absolutely.
Good job. I love this when it's out of context. Well, then me. Okay. PJ?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. What did you learn on the show today?
Listen, most of these listeners get more sex asleep than I do awake. And I'm still looking. I can't find a copy of Nigga Charlie anywhere.
Supposedly someone's sending us one. We're going to have a screening.
Yeah, they're going to have a screening of The Legend of Nigga Charlie.
One more thing. Opie, I work with your ex-girlfriend's sister.
Huh? Ex-girlfriend's sister.
Yeah, from Long Island. I don't know if I should give the last name.
No, don't give the last name.
I don't know her first name. I know her sister's name.
What does she look like?
The sister looks... Oh, boy. The sister might be listening, though.
Does she look like a troll?
Not quite like a troll, but it's from a couple of years back out in Long Island. The last name begins with an A.
No clue. Did she look like Ellen Barkin?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, then she wasn't a girlfriend. She was just like one of those pickups.
Oh, you see how they pass your name off? They make it sound like they knew you.
All right. Thanks, DJ.
All right. Take it easy.
I swear. Out of... What? Eric. Eric.
Hey. Yeah.
You're on the air.
What'd you learn, man? Turn your radio down.
I learned that you guys are two out of shape bastards. You play too many computer games. Love ya.
All right, bye.
We're not
out of shape.
No.
We can't go to line 11.
What the hell is that all about, Spaz? Come on.
Spaz. Even Anna knew when she hung up. I'm trying. Oh, okay. This one's pretty good. Frank. You could be the last call of the day. What did you learn on the show today?
I learned that Rosie Perez listens to the show.
Yeah.
Very good.
All right, take care.
And don't confuse her for being a black lady.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely not.
All right, Frank.
Take care, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Later, man.
Bye.
All right, with that, let's get the hell out of here, huh?
Yeah.
Don't forget the Tuesday Night Hummer Club. We're looking for new inductees tonight, Anthony.
Yes.
Ladies, if you enjoy this radio show, give your guy a break. Give him a Hummer tonight.
Yeah, and guys, reciprocate once you get one. Come on.
There you go. We'll see you guys tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Yes.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Booty doo.
Sometimes you don't.
You guys are going to burn in hell. Opie